This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, what's up, You Know What, Dude fans? It's old Uncle Joe, the truth, tiny mouth. That's right, folks. I have been officially diagnosed with a small mouth. The oral surgeon told me I have a small mouth. I have to have teeth removed because my mouth is too small. And I'm gay. Also, I got a new album coming out. It's called Are You Mad At Me? It comes out. Oh, it's already out. I thought it was coming out, but Robert wouldn't let me put this advertisement on the podcast till later. I had to blow him. Just kidding. That's not true. That's ridiculous. All right, anyways, I have an album coming out. It's out. It's out already. Fuck me. God damn it. I should probably do another take of this, but maybe people will think it's funny. Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Anyways, I have an album that is out. It's called Are You Mad At Me? It's available on all platforms. Sam Goody, FYE, Record Town, Bob's Records. Just kidding, of course. That's ridiculous. It's available on, iTunes. iTunes is all I know. That's all I have. But it's also on, you know, Amazon, Google Play, Netflix, whatever the hell you get albums. Spotify, maybe? Is that a thing? It's out. It's called Are You Mad At Me? And I love you, and I love the podcast, and listen to the podcast, and buy my album. It's $10. I'm proud of it. I recorded it in Buffalo. I think it's funny. I like it. I like you. That's all. Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, everyone. I love you. Bye. Fuck, how do you turn this thing off? Ah, shit. Ah, here it is. All right.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Fucking really. All right, we're back. You know what really bugs me is how hot Lauren is. And she fucking bugs me, and I go, and she goes, mm-hmm, and I'm like, okay. She really settles me right the fuck down with your Jersey fucking sluttiness. Really fucking calms me right the fuck down. Your goddamn blown out hair.
Gotcha.
All right, we're back. I'm back. Mm-hmm. We had Dante Nero was actually took over my show last week and did the Beige Phillip show here. Did not do the YKWD. He did his show under the banner of YKWD because he wanted to. That's what he wanted to do. He called me up,
Bobby. I was thinking if you can help me get some. You know, we can.
And I was like, why don't you just do my show and do your show? He's like, that'd be great. Baby. And I was like, well, go ahead. I'm going to fucking Aruba. Do it. My team will run it because my team's the best. Lauren, Deepu, and Scopo.
Thank you.
Lauren, Deepu.
You really? I love that Scopo actually took that comment like I meant something.
I
was ahead of FX. Like, I was ahead of FX.
My show might get picked up.
Thank you very much, Bobby. That means.
It means a lot.
Going to quote it on his book jacket.
I had a rough 2 days. Needed it.
But anyways, we're back. So, you know, there was people who love the show, right? Mm-hmm. How'd the video do? Into the microphone.
It's
this is
Tuesday.
A
it's Tuesday morning. We have like 1,500 views, which is like our average.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. That's great. So people are digging it?
Yeah, people love it.
Yeah, a lot of good love.
Well, you always know every week we always get immediately. Two thumbs down. And it's the same fucking.
It's always this show sucks. Everyone's talking over everybody.
Yeah,
right. It's but every week there's two thumbs down. Immediately. The same fucking cunts.
But they're listening. They're listening.
I don't think so. I think they just give them the two thumbs down. They literally, it's part of their day on Monday. They come into work. They go, hey, guy, here's your coffee. Thank you. All right, your donut's right in there. Crawl it. I know you love it. Hey, boss, got that paper. Thumbs down. Let's get to work. Fucking
throw
cunts.
Throw a morning BM in there, too, probably.
I don't know what a BM is.
A bowel movement.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm no good at those.
I've never called that in my life, but I think people call that in the office.
I panic when people do that because I have a 3-year-old and my wife does it. I do spelling bees all the time where it's like C-O-O, cookie. She just rolls her eyes and then I scream cookie. She's like, you're not supposed to say it. But yeah, so all right, so let's go through this. Let's get into this show. It's a big show tonight. We have new people that haven't been here in a while. People have been here all the time. But everybody here tonight I fucking love, and I'm excited about the show when Scopo put it together. So go through the list.
All right. To my right, we have...
Let's not do that. Let's start with...
With Mini-You?
Let's start with, the, you know, with my, you know, my little baby boy.
Doppelganger?
You start here, and you go this way.
Okay. Mini-me.
And you end with you.
All right. We'll do that.
Like
we'll do that.
It's called
counter... I was going to go this way.
Yeah, that's called counterclockwise. We go clockwise.
Clockwise.
What's that, buddy?
Never mind. Y'all do look strange.
He's my father.
Yeah, you could be involved in this fucking gene pool as well. Yeah, you could. If me and you adopt, it would be him.
God. Stavros Halkias.
Hello. How we doing? I've missed you, father.
You know what's bugging me about you is you're losing weight.
A little bit.
You fuck you.
Hey, Bobby, I gotta say, your barbecue skills, he learned. Let me tell you that right now.
Barbecuing.
He killed it last Saturday at a barbecue.
I don't think it was from me.
Yeah,
I don't think I taught him how to cook food whatsoever.
I picked it up at a young age.
Look at those fucking calves.
You can't see him, but
I see him.
You can't always.
Well, it's a radio show and video, so yeah, maybe you're right. Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself, all right? You fucking alt comic, have to correct me.
I'm sorry. Why is it always like this, Bobby?
I don't know. I just have to attack.
I haven't
seen you in a while.
Why do you say alt comic and it actually meant something? Like that almost sounded disrespectful, like extra, like.
Yeah. You should just have your own podcast. I don't care what you talk about. You just talk. Your voice, your twang, your little fucking but your what you just
I lost my voice.
I like it like this. I like it. It's very
sultry.
Sexy.
So
it's
you
very,
like it that I can't?
It's velvety.
It's so. Velvety. No, it's very bluesy.
So now I should try to talk like this. So now, yeah.
These are all just euphemisms for black.
It. Who else we got?
Yeah. Then we got the twang, Leonard Utz right here.
Yes, yes.
First time on the show.
First time.
Leonard Utz, you were just, I was just in Aruba.
Right, I was in Aruba before you.
With Aruba Ray.
Pissing in all that water.
Water or ocean?
Ocean. And pool and bathtub.
What, you pissed in your bathtub? Not you know pissed. There was a toilet.
Wherever my dick gets some water, it's pissed.
Really?
You do it in the pool?
You saying it like you don't?
No, I don't.
Because they had the new dye. Never. The that's new dye only, comes in.
Because you're responsible and you're an adult. I know. That's why you don't piss in
the pool. No, I just think it's gross.
It's just unsanitary. Yeah.
It's unsanitary?
I think we can all agree it's unsanitary.
So y'all think the chicks don't be peeing in the pool?
No.
I try not to think of it.
You might not be in a pool. I know it's what you got in the pool on that time of the month. So you ain't gonna tell me.
It's just an anecdote, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean, bloody piss?
Blood, man, it was nasty.
Where was it? At the Aruba?
No, this wasn't in Aruba. This is
You saw someone bloody piss into a pool?
No.
Was this in the hood?
I said that time of the month.
Oh, yeah.
So you saw someone period in a pool?
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
God. It looked like somebody added one of them Kool-Aid packets. I was saying, somebody just shake the pool up. Somebody put their hand over.
Well,
the
now
pool
it doesn't sound so bad.
I was a lifeguard.
I have to agree with you, Leonard. I pee in the pool.
Yeah.
I actually got sick the last 3 days, and I was sick pissing in the pool. I was
Bobby,
sick.
No.
It was that hot piss.
No.
You know where your eyes and your breath is hot, and it's that hot sick piss right in the pool.
You probably got yourself sick
or you
from your own
hole
piss.
Opening
I
up.
Was probably getting sick from Leonard's piss from the week before.
The piss is still there, man. It's not enough chlorine.
His fish taco piss that he was fucking.
Oh, yeah, the fish tacos. Ooh.
I want to do a food show with you.
We could do it.
Of course we could.
I'm not eating meat, though. I gave up meat like 2 months ago.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Then the food show's over.
Dang, why we can't try?
No, a fucking salad show with you?
What?
What are we gonna do?
Us trying to force a salad down? Like, I get tired of salads quick.
No, I'm a fucking.
What?
Salad with no meat, you can't put bacon bits on it?
No, I'm kidding, of course.
So you don't eat meat anymore. What the fuck you gonna do?
I'm not saying I don't eat it at all, but like, I rarely, like, you won't catch me eating it more
than
maybe.
What the fuck?
So you eat meat. Got it. Okay.
I barely eat meat. Like, I don't eat pork. I stop eating pork and I stop eating red meat. Like, I might eat chicken every now and then, but I don't eat. Like, it's mostly fish. I don't eat meat.
How often would you say you have red meat?
No, I haven't had red meat. We went to Ruth's Chris in Aruba.
So you had red meat a couple weeks ago.
Fucking cowboy prime rib.
Yeah, but that's a better a better cut though.
Oh, you know, so if it's better and bigger, it's fine. Oh God,
I eat meat every two months. I eat a 64-ounce steak every 2 months.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you talking to me like I'm not fat? Why are you trying to get this by me?
I'm not trying to get it by nobody. I'm staying. Fuck y'all.
All right, next up we got brand new.
Sal Vacano from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
First time on the show.
Great. I'm excited to have you on. We met at the Skank Fest.
Yes.
You were killing it on stage.
That's very kind of you.
And you were like, I'd love to be on, so I'm glad you're on, dude.
Yeah.
Where are you from, dude?
Staten Island originally, yeah.
No shit. So you had to take a boat?
Oh, no. Well, I was in town. I was in the city for work today.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you doing the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
that's great.
We film here almost every day of our lives. So.
Really?
Yeah.
All year long?
9 months out of the year.
You film 9 months out of the year?
Yeah.
So you're a multimillionaire.
Nah,
oh my God! Yeah. This fucking
cocksucker! No, no, no. I mean,
that's when you go to the phone, like,
Sal.
Let me tell you.
You tell me.
I will tell you. I'm not gonna be like, no. I only have a million every few months, like this guy. No. I'm not. When I first started, they paid us like we were the least paid people on the show.
Really?
Yeah, we were making only a few bucks more than the lowest paid people because we were new and we didn't know anything and.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else was like kind of had to have experience in their position.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to find out what everyone else was making. And we were like, wow, we're making less than everybody.
Wow.
I actually worked my job until the second season. The end of the second season.
What was your job?
So I... right before, like a couple of weeks before I found out I got the show, I went in as a partner on a bar slash music venue. I had worked in the bar business for like a decade before that.
Those always are easy to kick off, right?
Yeah, no, that is the most.
I don't they're really not bought. It's very difficult.
I built it and they came. So I was working all day on a show and then all night at the bar. I was at the bar like 4 or 5 nights a week. So after 2 years, I probably had a breakdown and I got out of the bar.
Wow.
But I also was afraid to make the leap to just this. Yeah. But I did it, and you know, I was with every year that we've been fortunate enough to stay on and other opportunities, the pay got better.
Listen, buddy, I went to fucking Comic-Con. Well, I'm going to get back to this. Our last guest of the show.
We got Tim Dillon.
Yes, one of my favorite guests on the show. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am a multimillionaire. I do eat meat. I piss in pools. So everything's covered me. So nothing much. I've heard nothing today.
He really relates to us, guys.
Yeah. I agree with everyone. Sorry. Getting a fight out of me. I was a lifeguard and people would shit in the pool.
Jeez. What?
And the biggest thing of that is I was a lifeguard. But it was a decade ago, and I would conduct a witch hunt. I would interview kids. I was in a beach club in Long Island with rich Jewish people, and I said, I don't care. We're going to conduct an interview. So we'd find something in the pool that looked like something. You swim to the bottom, be like, this is shit. And I would go around to the little Jewish kids.
You compare?
And I would say, come here, Moshe, come here. Did you do this? Did you do it? And I would yell at them and they would cry. And it wasn't a good scene. There were complaints, but it was a public health issue.
Did you ever catch one? Did you ever break one down?
One cried and said I did it.
Really?
One cried and said I did it.
What'd you do with
one little kid was just covered in sunscreen unevenly, just had globs of sunscreen all over him. And I could tell there was all kinds of sunscreen in the pool. I said, this is you. You know, you were just in. There's sunscreen all over the pool. There's a film over the pool. And he goes, he just started crying and he said, I did it. And I told his mother, I said, I'm going to take those tears as an admission. And then I tried to ban him. I said, we're going to ban him for a week. And then the owner of the beach club goes, you can't do that. And I was like, whatever. And he's like, those people pay a lot of money and whatever. So, you know, everything's a scam.
He's never forgotten that.
Yeah. You scarred up at night thinking about this.
So because they pay a lot of money, they can shit in the pool?
Yeah, they can shit in the pool. This is the way the whole country is.
Shit is an accident. The pee you're doing on purpose. The pee is an aggressive move.
No, that's his laziness.
Yeah.
Right. But can I say something, though? Can I say something, though? First of all, about the peeing in the pool cell. Okay. Okay. There's a lot of chlorine.
That is the worst excuse.
Let me say this, though. So you're in the pool. You're fucking supposed to get up, go through the, put your flip-flops on, dry off, go back to the ice-cold hotel, walk down that fucking ice-cold hallway, get in a fucking ice-cold elevator, go upstairs, wherever the fuck, go down the hallway.
What hotel are you at that is somewhere in a third-world country where the air condition is on point, but there's not a bathroom by the pool?
There's no bathroom by the pool.
Everything's ice-cold, but there's no bathroom. The Marriott Stellaris in Aruba.
There's no bathroom by the pool.
You have to go to your room every time you
go. Because the bathroom is, your room is just as close to where the bathroom is.
Why'd you go to the beach?
I'll tell you this. So that means the both of you are fine then, with everyone else pissing in the pool as well?
Yes.
You don't care. But if you're doing it, you say you don't care for the guy right next to you.
That's why you got sick, though.
Yeah, that is why.
Do you piss in the ocean?
Yeah, piss in the ocean.
I probably have.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I can say in my life I might have, but
I
don't
shit in the ocean. I'm taking a shit in the ocean.
I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I get out of here? I would get an Uber.
I would take a shit in the ocean.
I've taken a shit in the ocean.
That's gross.
What are you going to do?
You believe this guy? A millionaire lifeguard who took a shit in the ocean.
I'm going to tell you what you do. You ready?
What do you do?
You go in, you dig a hole in the fucking sand, shit in the sand, and bury it like an ostrich.
Come on.
It's just Lord of the Flies.
You take a shit in the ocean.
But then it's floating in the fucking ocean.
No, it doesn't. It goes away.
A bird's going to eat it by accident.
I don't care about
birds. That's bad to the birds.
Birds are natural enemies of human beings.
It's going to be a fucking great white. It's going to fucking zoom up.
Birds used to be dinosaurs. They're natural enemies of human beings. They're constantly flying into plane engines. I don't care.
From what I gather, though, that shit might not have left for a couple days, because you ever see like a bottle or a flip-flop?
Yeah,
it kind of comes.
I'm not proud of everything I've done.
I've done this. I've shit and not wiped good, and then went in the ocean and made fish food my asshole. And then, like, cleaned out my asshole in the ocean. Got a bunch of fish coming around.
That's rough.
All of a sudden, you got fucking 9 parrotfish around my asshole.
So you had your ass ate.
You're ruining the ocean for me.
The ocean, Sal.
Talk about a bottom feeder.
Sal. You can shit in the ocean. You can't shit in the ocean, but you piss in the ocean?
You piss in the ocean.
Nah,
it's
only if
salt
it's an emergency.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Were you raised by a single parent?
I also don't want to be
surrounded
by a pool of my own piss.
Were you raised by your mother?
My parents got divorced when I was young, but they both raised me.
Did you stay with your mother? You live mostly with your mother.
They were both around. I split time.
But mostly with your mother.
I literally split time.
But mostly with your mother.
Sure.
You're a mama's boy, right?
Yeah.
You're a mama's boy.
No, I split time.
That's why. You're acting like my fucking mom. You don't piss in the ocean.
I don't want to sell you a bill of goods that's not true. I was split time. But my mother is overbearing.
Yeah, that's
I'll
what
give
happened.
You that.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but my mother wouldn't kill me if she thought I pissed in the ocean.
Of course. That's where it comes from.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
You're saying if you were my son, you'd fucking piss in the pool.
Right.
You'd piss in an ocean.
Oh.
You know what I do? I step out of my garage and I piss on the... I don't go to the house. I piss on the tree.
No. Yeah.
Buddy, I'm a man.
Why? You got to piss on the tree.
I'm a man. Men piss on trees.
So you never had sex in the pool?
No, once.
Once. What's the difference between peeing and
I was like young and I was drunk and I was on vacation.
So your jizz is fine.
I was young and drunk and on vacation.
My jizz didn't go in the pool. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, I mean I would second guess that at this point. I would never do that again, I don't think. Unless it's my own pool, my own yard, and no one's been in it since the last time I shocked it, and the girl has her test on her, and she's clean.
Oh, my God, Sal. Yeah, there's something wrong with you, man. Yeah.
Are you a germaphobe?
I am a germaphobe, but I'm playing it up a little bit right now.
Are you
now.
Really a germaphobe?
I don't like germs. Am I a phobe? I don't know.
Phobes sounds so mean. We're not going to be able to say phobe soon.
You're phobe-phobic.
Let's introduce the couch. Right, here we go. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
What's your name? Scopo, what's their names?
Oh, we got Gil and Greg.
What the fuck am I?
Gil
and Greg. Time. Gil, what's up, buddy? You've been here before.
Yeah, I've been here before.
How you doing, buddy?
Live show.
Welcome back.
Good.
Yeah, you went to. And can you give it to Gray?
Greg.
Greg.
Greg, yeah.
Greg, sorry, Greg. Greg, what do you do besides fucking tie women up in your basement? it really makes me sad to look at my fan base, like physically.
I'm trying to be natural right now. This is not working.
This is scary.
I'm a teacher, actually.
Are you a teacher? Teacher of what? Fucking sharpening knives?
Knots.
Teacher of discipline?
Teacher of what?
English.
English?
Middle school, yeah.
Oh, really? That's great.
In the Bronx.
Hey, if I needed you to help me with English, would you help me?
Sure.
How much would it cost me to hire you?
I would, as a private teacher?
No.
Ooh, here you go.
No, I want to join your fucking school. Yeah, I'm Adam Sandler.
I've never gotten the offer before.
Would you do it?
That's such a strange question. I don't know. Yeah,
why
I guess.
Is it strange? You're a fucking English teacher. I need help with fucking periods.
I don't know. I've never really thought of it.
I give you.
You probably get a good deal out of me, as you can see, because I'm not coming up with a number.
All right. What are you, Catholic, right?
Yeah.
And
what does that have to do with anything?
Great.
No, he's Catholic. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
How did you know that?
Yeah. How did I know that?
What do Catholic got to do with a race? Is it the shorts?
No, because
I thought that was a religion.
Can I tell you why I know? Look at his fucking Catholic fingers. They're little
really delicate.
Those are fucking priest fingers.
Yeah. Well, how is it racist if he's a Catholic? What are you talking
about?
It's
not. I said Catholic. They start laughing. I thought.
Well, how would that be racist?
I don't know. I just said it. Can you not fucking break down everything?
I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
I know. Well, you can do it in your head. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for coming.
I have a question on Greg.
Sure. Yeah.
You're an English teacher for middle school. Do you assign summer reading?
I do.
You do? What did you assign?
And you just actually made a Lord of the Flies reference, which I appreciate because I assigned that for my 8th grade.
We should get a conch here.
I sit there with the kids home and it's on their reading level.
That's so goddamn. No, I can't stand teachers.
He seems like a nice guy, man.
Yeah, whatever. He probably got somebody tied up in his van right now.
What are you saying? All teachers are fucking what?
They wear glasses, white shorts, that high?
He doesn't do anything like that.
It'd be this time because
I'm sitting right now.
Hey, so you got any hot kids in your class? I'm kidding.
Well, there is little Terry.
Do not answer that. I'm not deleting anything in the show because you're getting fucking fired from some shitty B-59-7
school. I'm well aware, believe me. I've listened to the show long enough.
Start sweating.
Well, thank you for listening to the show, dude.
Yeah,
and thank you for coming in.
Are you a premium member?
I'm not going to lie. As of today, I'm going to be because I'm going to want to listen to this and watch it as soon as I get home.
I want
to
tell them
like that. But
I really want to get into this real quick. With premium members, I had one guy go, dude, I'm quitting the premium thing because I don't see much of a difference. Well, here's the fucking difference. Number one, you're supporting the show by giving a couple bucks a month. So you're supporting all these fucks that work here, okay? Number two, that's a big one. Number two, I started doing one-on-ones again that are only going behind the paywall. I'm going to be doing Colin Quinn. I just did Chris Scopo. Is amazing. I'll be doing one-on-ones, putting them behind the paywall. We have a new show coming out August 30th at the Village Underground. It's a show I'm producing from the ground up called Creeps with Kids. It's me, Bonnie McFarlane, Louis J. Gomez, and Jim Florentine. Ron Bennington is hosting it. So it's basically us going up, doing our stuff about parenting, being parents and having kids, and then we're going to do a panel on parenting. It's called Creeps with Kids. It's going to be August 30th. So that's going behind the fucking paywall. So if you see it live, good for you. If you don't, you're going to have to be a premium member. I'm trying to create this stuff, but for all you premium members, for $1.99 a month, not six, not seven, not 14 like everybody else fucking charges.
Right.
$1.99 a month. That's it. So if you're not a premium member, become one. We got a lot of great shit coming up. And, you know, that's it. If you can't afford it, I get it.
It's only $2 to be premium?
It's $1.99.
I got that on me right now. Can I go ahead and pay now?
You can just go. This is what you do. You go to the phone.
Uh-huh.
And on iPhone or Android, download that free app.
Free.
You join from there. 2 seconds. And it comes right out.
You're always here for the price of a cup of coffee. But now coffee's $7.
Dude, it's priced for a fucking
it's
nothing.
800% less than a cup of coffee.
It's price of gum, I guess. Now, I don't know. What is $1.99?
What asshole is out there that's not a premium member?
I don't know.
What assholes are out there listening that that don't spend the $1.99? Everyone who hasn't spent the $1.99 is a fucking asshole.
Wait, what kind of headphones you got on if you ain't trying to pay
If you're listening now and you didn't pay the $1.99, fuck you. Am I doing it right? You're doing it right. Yeah. I'm just trying to move units here. Yeah.
This is where you got to add the bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
I know I was away in Aruba, and I first of all, I love that gig. It's a fucking, it's literally a free vacation. I was there for 9 days.
Ooh.
I went with my 3-year-old and my wife, which is not really a vacation, going through fucking customs with a kid. That's fucking fun. When he runs under the fucking line and, you know, you're going to get tossed out of a country because this fucking twat can't fucking stay still for fucking 8 seconds. Man. And then, whatever, I did wind up.
I bet you he's not a premium member.
I tell you what.
Shit.
The last show, I hear him in the crowd. I'm up there fucking having the best show all week. I'm just fucking annihilated. Right. And all of a sudden, I hear his voice. I go, is that my kid? He comes running up on stage, no fear, gets on stage, takes the mic, and just starts talking to the mic.
Whoa.
Full house. And killing. To the point where I was like, okay, get the fuck out of here. I can't follow fucking Cosby with kids. You know what I mean? So I had to tell him to beat it.
That room gets hot, though.
Huh?
That room gets hot. When I was out there, the shows we were doing.
It's a great show. I mean,
dude. Hot.
It's a motherfucking great club.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this great little club.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. At 9 o'clock, the show starts at 8:30. At 9 o'clock or 9:30, I go out my door. I walk fucking 18 feet to the show.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
It's right. You go you 18 feet. Hey, I'm Ray. Giving up for Robert Kelly. He does. I go up. I do my shit. You're done. A half hour a night.
Did and you then, piss on the stage because the room was too far back to go to the bathroom?
No, but I pissed him. I piss on my hands and I shake everybody's hand. I sick piss right on my hand.
Yeah, shout out to Aruba Ray. Shout out to Ray Ellen.
I like well, you know, it's like people fucking love him or hate him. I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't understand. He's been nothing but nice to me.
Yeah, what's good, Patrice used to say all the time, what's good for me is good. Right. You know what I mean? It's like, that fucking guy's an asshole. He's all right. He's good to me. So I can't fucking try. He's never done shit to me, man.
He's
and
never
the,
done
and
that.
The fucking and he puts on these shows. If you look at the lineup, you're like, there's nobody sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
He's putting on like crazy fucking amazing shows at the Marriott Stellaris in Aruba. It's fucking great. Anyways, but I was gone and fucking America fell apart. I almost didn't come home.
Yeah. Right.
I almost didn't fucking come home.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit crazy.
Seriously, man. They fucking canceled Marin? I almost didn't fuck. What the fuck? I don't understand what's happening.
Hell no.
It's fucking done.
He wasn't even resisting.
That's fun.
I'm just going along with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know where you stand on all this.
What do you mean by that?
I just said that, just to get because I like to get you going. You're such a left wing liberal.
I think cops shouldn't kill, shouldn't murder people in the streets. That's my liberal.
Where should they murder them?
In a nice
quietly.
Yeah, quietly.
No. If you just do it quiet, I don't understand. Yeah. It's like you're on fucking. You know, you have to know you're being filmed.
Yeah.
You have to know you're being filmed, right? You have to know that you're being filmed. Somewhere. So someone has a fucking camera.
Right.
Somewhere. And you're fucking pulling the, I don't.
Yeah. Well, that's the. There's no repercussions.
That's where it go in my brain, and I'm going to say this. I don't think it's. I want to go out and kill black people. I think they're in this situation where they were the alpha male. Like, right. You ever get into a fight with somebody? Have you ever fought?
No, because I live in a civilization.
What a pussy!
I live in a civilized society.
Oh my god!
Let's all find him right now.
Beat him up.
And he knew he was pussy until he tried to use big words. No, because I live in a civilization.
Yeah, but he stopped because he knew civilization was stupid. What is this?
Civilized society is what I meant to say. It's not a big deal. But I don't really, I haven't fought. I'd like to talk my way out of things.
Listen, buddy, I'm not saying you have to fight. I was a question. It wasn't a right or wrong answer. Stupid. Yeah. I know you got a little fucking weird with that. There's not a right. I'm just asking you if you've ever.
Well, I don't, you know.
Because my point is this. That if you, I've done it. You come off, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, right?
Well, you get your ass whooped.
And you get, first black kid I ever fought.
Your ass.
Nope. He was a little thin motherfucker. And I remember we fought and I punched him with everything I had and nothing. This motherfucker came, just kept fighting. I hit him again. And I kept, I go, dude, what? I literally had to go, dude, what's, I went, is your skin different? Like, I never fought a black kid before, but this kid, and my self-esteem was like, you know what I mean? Where you get fucked up because now this cop is coming in. Get the fuck down. Get the fuck. And they're taught you don't when you're bringing somebody to the ground, you don't slowly do it. You don't come in screaming and yelling because you want it to be like a flashbang. Right. You want somebody to be and then they're on the ground. And some guys don't do it a little overboard, right? And they bring him to, all of a sudden they're fighting and they say he has a gun. I don't know what would take you. I don't know how you point blank put something to somebody's chest. I don't know how that comes.
Where was he going to pull his gun out when you laying on one of his arms?
Yeah.
And you're sitting on the other.
It's unbelievable.
But here's the other thing. How many cops do you look at and you go, this guy could not pass the physical fitness test?
Do you know the test is so easy.
Yeah, but that's kind of the thing here is you're like, you got two guys can't get down, one guy. Like, you look at these cops and you're like, well, these guys, like, there's a reason I'm not a cop.
Right.
Because my first thing is going to be, I'll shoot, I got, you know?
Right.
But
I have no problem. I'm going to bust your ass.
Right. But it's like so many of these cops, it seems to be, or it's like when they did that, when that fucking horrible thing, that poor guy selling cigarettes in Staten Island, and the guy uses like a chokehold, like a fucking wrestling move. And it's like, these are Eric Garner, and it's like, these cops are raised on like WWF, all this bullshit.
They're scared.
Right. It's this fear.
It's a fear of black men.
That's my point, though, is that when you get into this thing, and all of a sudden you're losing.
Right.
You get afraid, and you have this thing on you
that you know can end everything.
None of these situations have been losing efforts. I mean, the last couple ones have been ridiculous, point blank, like almost executions.
In the beginning, it's like you try to defend cops. Like, I tried to defend cops in the beginning, and then like every video has been like, now
crazy.
I'm forced to say
it's getting
like
worse
this.
And worse.
Now I have to go like guys. This. I have to go, listen, there's a reason he shot the toddler.
But guys,
he's a kid. It's very dangerous. You know, they're very fast. They're little. It's insane.
He had a note with him.
Right.
The teacher sent a note home.
Look, if you do the numbers, if you do the percentages of cops versus killings, there's more cops helping people. There's more cops doing
right. Should be.
But when you say cops, you blanket cops.
Right.
You're talking about.
But
you're talking about bad cops.
There's
a big difference between saying cops. There's a lot. There's cops standing there getting fucking attacked.
Sure.
By protesters. They're literally protecting the people that fucking don't like them, making sure that nobody.
That happens. You're right.
They have to go and protect people's freedom of speech.
Sorry.
The people that say, fuck you, cops, they have to go make sure if I went over and I started fucking shooting them, they would fucking take a bullet for you, even though you were protesting against them.
Right, and it sucks for those cops, but y'all are just seeing a few deaths on that happen to get recorded. You know how many black people get killed that before cell phones had a fucking camera?
Absolutely,
on them?
There's no way this isn't you. And also, here's the other thing: you the few bad apples.
We're way
argument,
better than the '60s.
We're not.
I'm kidding.
But the few bad apples argument is like, why
they
don't
need to have film in the '60s?
Yeah, they
got you. It's really tough.
But what shouldn't cops be like? Shouldn't cops be appalled at that? That's the thing that I don't get. Is whenever something like this happens, it's automatically being defended. No, every
cops never want to go against each other.
But
that's the
thing.
Problem.
It's like
that's the problem.
But that's like the mafia.
What
like
about
a gang.
What about
it's not
that?
Like a public service.
I would, I was watching something about cops who were corrupt back in the 80s, and they said, why didn't any cops, you know, say you, this was going on? They goes, cops never do that to each other.
Listen, there's a lot of wrong. Good, there's a lot of good cops, but every guy I know who became a cop, and I got to be honest, like without exception, was a psychopath. Every time I hear when somebody goes, you know, Anthony's a cop now, I'm like, he used to beat up paraplegic. Like, you mean the kid who used to beat the kid in the wheelchair? Yeah, he's a cop. Yeah, what? Like, it is crazy.
Yeah, but
like,
what,
every time,
what did that kid do to get in the wheelchair?
Right.
Yeah. It's probably a piece of shit.
It's always, like, you, Bobby, you've said it. They it's an alpha male job. It's an alpha male job.
It's an alpha male job with right. with the
plus. Some, it's a look, good. It's a good job.
I mean,
you there's benefits that you make a good living off it.
And everybody,
and Scobo's got his application ready.
I'm 2 years away. That's the problem right now.
It's the most Queens logic ever. Yeah, it's like, your benefits. You can afford a couch.
Yeah. You know the only reason why
you get a two family house. You know, that's great.
You know the only reason why he's not a cop is because of the hat. You don't want to fuck up his hair.
It's an alpha male job, and there's too many people that's not alpha males that are doing it.
What about training? Is training something to do with it too?
What do you mean?
Training is not good.
Is there an issue with the training? I mean,
clearly there is.
No, they ain't. They aiming good. They shooting good.
Yeah.
No, but there's definitely.
It just seems like.
And there's like an inbred thing because, listen, there is a racial component here. Because here's the deal. I've been pulled over. I had a suspended license. I had the same exact thing that guy Philando Castile had. And they just look at me and they go, he's some fucking fat white guy who's not going to have a gun, and they look at a black guy and they go, this guy probably has,
the guy had a gun.
And he was had a permit.
That's another problem. Okay, that's another huge issue.
But here's the thing. If you look at that thing, the video was taken after.
Yeah.
But apparently he went for the, he said, we don't know because we don't know what happened.
Right.
We're going from what she said.
Oh, no, we know what happened.
We don't know. Well, he went, he said, don't move. And he moved to go get his thing. And this guy shot. But you could tell
but
by
he
this.
He said to the cop, I have a weapon.
Yeah.
Who that is going to shoot you, Bobby, is going to tell you
I have a
they
weapon.
Have a weapon.
With his baby girl.
Bomber?
What was the motivation to shoot a cop?
I don't know. I had a joke, but it didn't come out.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
We live in a civilization.
But I'm with Stavros on this, but I'm not. But I'm just saying, I put myself in that situation.
Sal,
I don't think he's,
Sal, you can just be with you. You don't have to be with anybody.
I stand with myself on this.
Yeah, wait, what's going on here?
I don't think he's thinking of that in that moment. I'm just thinking
but
it's
you
like.
You gotta think. Here's the thing.
Who cares if he has a gun and wants to shoot me? Who cares if he tells me? Well, he doesn't tell me.
Yeah, but why are you automatically going, oh, this guy's, I'm about to get killed? Like,
right,
you pull over a guy.
His baby's in the
bed. Why is it escalated? That's what seems to be happening here.
Have you ever seen
escalated
now,
situation?
Okay, now here's the thing, too. I'm gonna bring this up. Now, every time this happens, there'll be a cop or somebody will put the video out. You think a cop's job is easy? Look at this video. And they show a guy just walking up, hey, how you doing? Do you know, bang, 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 the guy just shoots him. They show a cop walking up being a nice guy, and he gets fucking shot. They show, we're acting like, you understand, every time a cop gets out of that car and walks up to a car, every fucking time, he is putting his. He could not see his family.
Right.
No, we're not. We're talking every
but
time
military,
he gets out of the car,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's an old woman, a fucking white person, a black person, a Puerto Rican, whoever the fuck it is. Every time that could be. That's
the military's lives are in danger constantly. There are rules of engagement that they have to follow before they fire on people. Are you saying that a cop walking up to a car is in more danger than somebody walking down the street in Fallujah, Iraq?
Oh,
no
first of all, nobody's walking up to anybody in Fallujah. It's not 2008.
There are rules. I know that, but there are rules of engagement.
I don't like you bringing up Sunni triangle references.
I wouldn't have taken that far, but what you just said brings up if you.
I don't do
if
that.
You're too
whatever
scared,
that is, don't do
fault,
that.
If you're too scared,
I want to shoot
He's
you.
Got a gun.
My point exactly. But you notice
something about Leonard's really threatening. I don't know what it is.
But if you know that's
you
know
take Leonard 10 minutes to get the gun.
I know I got up under this clip somewhere.
Put it on my right. Nope, on the left.
No,
oh, it's
no. I left it on my other jeans. But it's like you know we. I understand that. Like the cop that shot Philando, right. Like you could tell from his reaction, he was scared.
He was legitimately scared. But I'm not mad at cops like that. Okay, I could chop that up as an accident. I could fathom that. But it's these other ones where you got full videos of pussy, shut up, bitch, and they on top of this man that's not saying nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not doing. That's what I can't get over.
That's crazy. But the guy who the Chinese cop, I believe he wasn't even a white cop.
Right.
He was a Chinese cop, and he shot. He was like, he moved. I told him not to. He was fucking legitimately.
He was scared.
Scared that
he was scared.
He had his gun. He was like, I told him not to fucking move. He moved. Yeah, but the girl was literally the calmest. If I had just got shot, I would hope my wife would shed a fuck. Not video. He just.
Her boss.
She saved her life,
dude. She.
She saved her life,
buddy. Yeah.
If she didn't, she saved.
She was the only witness. That think
you're
about
right.
this.
Yeah, yeah. Holy
think,
shit.
Think darkly for a minute.
If he got a gun, she got a gun.
She's the only witness in that car.
First of all, let's not get racist, okay? I'm just gonna think. Okay? Jesus, wow. You're the fucking problem. Fucking goddamn fucking fags are all fucking.
We see color.
The whole rainbow.
She's the only whole rainbow. She's the only one in the car. You know, she's the only one in the car.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, think about it.
Well, I don't think she saved her life. I think that this guy legitimately fucking. He panicked. He was nervous going up to the car. He's got this fucking. He's got a gun on his hip, and he told the guy not to move. And this idiot, he fucked up.
Okay, here's another idea.
He fucked up.
Wait.
So what you want him to do?
You know what I want you to do is I think cops should have non-lethal.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
Non-lethal form of restraining.
Rubber bullets.
Not a rubber.
Even a fucking taser. Why does he got his gun out?
They tased the guy in Louisiana.
I'm not saying
he's a big guy. He didn't go down.
No, they
I'm
shouldn't
not saying
this
that.
Guy.
I'm not saying they should. Because I do know some motherfuckers. At the same time, I know innocent black people. I know some niggas I grew up with that'll put a cap in your ass. So I'm not saying that.
You want a chocolate?
I do.
Can I have a chocolate?
Yeah, of course you can. I bought these for you guys. These are for you guys.
I'll take
I brought
one.
From Aruba, but they didn't make them back on the plane. I wound up opening them up.
I'll take a chocolate.
It's for Deepu. It's for Deepu, Scopo, and Lauren. But I wound up.
There should be non-lethal options, though. That's the thing. Why is it a gun always? And I don't know. And we are talking about racism too here, because these cops are scared of black people. To them, a black person is a threat. To them, it's not just a guy. It's someone who potentially could kill them, and that's just racism. And there's a problem because, I mean, two-thirds
You think it's all cops?
Well, there's a representation problem. Our cops don't look like our societies. Like,
well, here's the thing. You can't force people to want to become cops, and we've lowered a lot of standards already.
You can't force them, but you can recruit. No, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Why is it all Scopo's
this
friends?
Week.
You know
it's
what I mean? Because
they're idiots. What do you mean? Why is it all Scopo's friends? Because it's not a job for brilliant people that think the world is there.
Sure,
you know?
But all, two-thirds of cops
You're not getting John D. Rockefeller.
It's male white guys, right? It's
and dykes.
Right, but like no. I mean, statistically,
white dykes.
Statistically, though,
chocolates are very good.
But I mean, seriously, though, two-thirds of cops.
There's a look that they hire.
But it's mostly white guys, right?
And no, it's
white guys are one-third
of
the population.
Yeah, it's called Lauren's type. Yeah. Every guy Lauren has ever fucked.
I'm changing my type.
I just mean it should be. Cops should look the way it should be the same demographic breakdown as
Can
our
we just,
society.
As black, Greek, gay, straight,
Wait,
kind
Tim,
of.
Tim, you gay for real?
We have
for real.
Cereal.
He's like mad dick.
We got Mexican. We got Mexican, right? We got Indian. I mean, we got Italian. We got fucking crazy.
Everybody's here.
We got German.
We got a murderer.
Can we all just enjoy your chocolate together right
now? It's so good.
I prefer white chocolate.
We helped. We did a lot. But here's the other thing that gets me. Like, a lot of these comics that are going out and pretending to protest and doing all these things, and they're taking selfies at protest. That's fucking bullshit.
Who's doing
like,
that?
There's people that we
Say
know
it.
On. I'm not going to shout out names, but it's...
Because you're a pussy.
No, guys go to open mics
you're
and
a pussy.
Shit. And they're taking selfies at a protest. And it's like, you know what? Here's the reality. The reality is that's a real thing. And for that to work, you should be willing to go to jail. You should be willing to engage in real civil disobedience, and you shouldn't be there to help your career.
So let's touch.
I agree with that.
Let's touch on this. Then here's the deal. Let's touch on this. Now the guy who went and took out six cops.
Right.
Are you cool with that?
No, of course not. Of course I'm not cool with that. That's the fallacy here, where it's like. where it's like
Starburst was like, yes, I am.
Yeah, kill all cops. No,
chocolates.
These people,
they're good. These are really good.
Leonard's done with this.
Yeah, Leonard's gonna lose a foot on my podcast.
I'm not gonna knock my bottle over to get this.
Somebody take his bottle away.
No, you shouldn't. Obviously, innocent people shouldn't die. We shouldn't be for.
But you don't think
people.
Some people are okay with that?
People are. Facebook.
Yeah.
People on Facebook.
Some people, yeah. They're okay with it. They're literally saying, good.
Those are split between two people. Those are racists on the other side, or people just caught up in emotion right now.
But there's also people that believe that violence does change things. Listen, here's
does.
You know, here's the deal.
It's a proven fact.
It is.
There ain't no belief.
Listen, at the end of the day, and it's true. I got to agree with Leonard. There are people that go, well, listen, look what ISIS is doing. All we talk about is ISIS. They've got the attention. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I might not agree with it, but at the end of the day, it is the most extreme method of trying to affect change. I'm not saying it's good.
Right.
It would totally backfire, though. If there was some kind of organized movement to kill cops in America, you know how much that would backfire? What a PR nightmare that
no,
is.
No, I'm not. No, no, no. We're not saying they're behind it.
Right.
Nobody's saying they're behind it, but we're saying that, okay, I want everybody to live. I don't want black people to die. I don't want cops to die. I don't want anybody fucking dying.
Of course.
Why is it okay?
And that's most people. I mean,
most people who aren't fucking protesting.
Right.
Most people don't fucking protest. But you got an agenda over here that, you know, is like, you know, let's take this opportunity. And there's some people on that side are, well, that's what happens when you do this. No, that's, how the fuck can you condone it at all?
Right.
Somebody taking a gun and executing people because they believe somebody else did it.
Right.
That's craziness.
Of course it's crazy, but I don't think it's fair to equate that. I mean, that's the amount of time that happens on the left.
First of all, are you looking at my fucking demographic?
I'm sorry, yeah.
I know he's an English teacher, but dumb it down.
All right,
okay?
Yeah. It's not the same. There's way more radical people on the right. There's way more radical, racists who do want to kill black people than there are radical leftists.
I mean, if we keep it up, it is going to be like Lord of the Flies out here. Am I right, Greg? I read it. That was one of the only ones I read.
I think there's radical people on both sides. There's dangerous people on both sides. There are people that are going to do the wrong thing on both sides. But at the end of the day, here's the deal.
If you say sides again, I'm throwing somebody.
Yeah,
black people tired.
But at the end of the day, listen, people in black communities have felt that for years. Mm-hmm. The relationship with the cop. Listen, I have no idea what the fucking relationship. I used to get high and drive around nice areas in Long Island because I wanted to see houses, and I would tell my friends I want to see the big houses. We're going to Sands Point, and we drive around rich areas smoking pot and being like, look at that one. And if a black person did that, it probably would have ended differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been gay, but the that would have been one. But at the end of the day,
pulled over at the beach, blowing some old married Long Island guy.
But here's the deal: it's like people say, "Oh, white privilege isn't real." It is real because I was able to do that.
It is exactly real.
Black people, we tired.
Oh, look at Bobby.
I love that we're all talking. We literally have a black person here.
Yeah.
We're not even letting him talk.
We tired.
Stavros is more black than exactly more.
We tired of this shit. This is the common thing. We're not just tired of we getting killed. People die every day. We're not just tired of we getting murdered in the streets. We're not getting no justice.
Right.
Nobody's hearing nothing of people dying. Trayvon Martin dead. Eric Garner.
They got that one wrong. Let's be honest. Right. Trayvon Martin, that guy turned out to be a fucking psychopath.
Zimmerman.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like we're not getting no justice. All these cop kills, we're not getting no. Oh, he got fired. He got fired.
But they still get paid. That's the crazy thing. I mean, when you get on these suspensions.
How are you going to pay your rent?
Not murdering people?
Right.
There is that code of, what do they call it? Code of blue silence. Like, there's a thing that cops really believe.
Which is fucked.
These are my brothers.
That's
and I don't
mafia shit, dude.
I was a subprime mortgage guy. I get that. When the feds come in, you shut up. Don't fucking start ratting on people.
Read the papers.
You know what I mean? What do you see? You don't start talking about that you signed 10 people's names.
It's a subprime code of silence.
It's almost like Bloods and Crips.
Right.
The cops are Crips, black people Bloods, but they can shoot at us, but we can't shoot at them.
Right.
Apparently,
that's not true anymore. Apparently, that's not true.
But
a guy took out six of them.
Yeah, but he gets killed immediately.
Can I say something? One thing about this.
Where he at?
Well, he's fucking dead.
Where's he at?
He's dead, and they
let's pull up the list of black people that got killed by cops, and let's see what those cops.
Take out the list of black people that got killed by black people. It's way more.
And where those black and where those black people at? They killed those black people.
They're right. In jail.
In jail. Yeah. And where those cops at? They killed those black people. They're out living right now. They listen to the fucking podcast.
They're putting black people in jail.
I bet you they're not premium members.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Sal. Not to segue into that. But
when they call me.
You go to iTunes.
$1.99.
Get the premium package, bitch.
For the life. No, I'm not going to say that. Apology tour 2016. Listen.
That's our thing. We want justice. Man, that's all I want. People die every day. We just want.
I understand. Look, understand. But what? Here's the deal. They're blank. Like I think cops do have this fucked up thing. Cops are alpha male and a little. It's a different mentality than you are. I relate to an alpha male. I grew up with alpha males. I had five Irish Catholic uncles. All alpha males. All my friends were alpha males, but I also got along with nerds. I also got along with gay guys. I just have another side of me that I can switch on and be a fucking dweeb. And because of the people I met in my life, I had so many other influences in my life, male influences that were, you know, I had a gay Jewish man was my foster father. I had a fucking, you know, I had a bunch of foster parents. I had a bunch of counselors. So they influenced my life. So I didn't grow up to be this Boston fucking dude. Fuck the fucking blacks. The cops, you know what I mean?
I grew up
with a lot of black friends of mine, right? Because when I went to Juvie Hall, and my school before that was a mixed school. But
for every one of you, it's 10 that don't believe in that.
I don't think so. I think there's more the other way. I do. Because I'll tell you why.
White guy that grew up liking black people, grew up that's not racist, that for every one of you, okay, let's say 10, let's say 5.
I think you're wrong. I think the generation that's coming up now is more tolerant of everything.
My generation's dope.
I think the generations behind me are way better with gays and blacks and Indians, but I think that's the thing we always forget is that we're dealing with generations from a long time ago that are still embedded in there. We're talking people from the 50s and 60s and 70s. They're in the when that filters out in 20 years.
Right.
30 years, 50 years, we're going to be a way different society in America than we are now.
We're all going to be an example of the old society.
Because you wouldn't be, the way we talk, having this podcast 60, 70 years ago, we'd be fucked. I'd be shut down.
Right,
FBI would be in here telling me, "Are you?" I'd be a fucking communist. We'd all be on a list.
Yeah.
My grandmother.
But fucking six jackasses can fucking say dumb shit. And nobody said, what about your grandmother? Go ahead.
She complains about Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
She's 100% Puerto Rican. She's 80. She's 86.
My grandfather.
She doesn't like Puerto Rican. She's 100% Puerto Rican.
My grandfather, who
she does have a point.
Was very good friends. My grandfather was very good friends with the neighbors next door for years, for 30 years. He called them the colored people. Because when he grew up, that's it. And then you can't say that anymore. He's like, why? He thought he wasn't saying anything. Yeah. It's like, you don't say that. It's African American. He was like, really? What the fuck is that? Like, it didn't even make sense to him.
Yeah, but the difference is, though, like, that stuff, those people have put into place, like, our police departments, the code and the sort of culture happened 50, 60 years ago.
But that
and
is that changing.
Sticks around.
It's changing.
Not in the police department. There's clearly.
Do you see the black woman, the black cop that fucking literally called out her whole fucking.
Right.
If that you think that could have happened 50 years ago,
but we should
ask me if that could. A woman wouldn't be on the fucking force. Never mind a black woman,
right?
So the progress is being made.
Sure, but progress
and
isn't
that
enough
was but absolutely that video went viral, and you know how many people saw that and it affected. You know how many people saw a black woman, a cop, an officer calling out her other fucking that ripple will affect a lot of shit.
You know
that
how many
one
people,
thing.
You know how many people watched a man take his last breath in front of his daughter. There's not enough change.
Oh, I thought that was a show you were talking about.
No.
I thought that was a new movie.
He watched this man take his last breath.
Well, is that his daughter or his
in
chick?
In front of his daughter. His daughter was in the back seat.
Oh, four-year-old kid. Yeah.
How you shoot a man four times?
I think people just saying just have a
now,
trial.
Now, what happens with the trial?
Right.
But here's the trial.
Why should there not be a trial?
It should be an independent thing. It should. Cops always are in charge of...
Police, which is crazy.
It needs
to
be independent.
That's what people see as the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the crux.
Well, they should go through what we have to go through.
Right. You know?
Absolutely.
Right.
But if you don't
shoot a guy, you should be able to say, listen, this is my case. This is their case. Right? No?
Well, I'm saying that I don't look.
It's not even.
Because if he shot a white guy, if that Chinese cop, if that was a white dude, and that was a white woman with a white kid in the back.
With the same circumstances.
Same circumstances.
Should be still a trial.
Right. Right. But here's the thing. And he was saying the same shit. You know, it's like, it kind of,
still
what?
A trial.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's like, would we believe him more that he accidentally did it and he was nervous and he fucked up?
But you can't.
Or did he act? Or did he
say it wouldn't get to that point?
But did he act? Are we still saying that this guy just killed this fucking guy because he was black?
Yeah. What about the one from
last
year?
So you're saying you're not allowed because he was accidentally kill someone? Like if I accidentally kill someone.
First of all, I think the fact that he was black absolutely heightened the probability that he's going to die in that altercation with cops. But it doesn't matter if you kill him if he's black. What matters is a cop killed someone who never got their justice.
You're also not allowed to just go, I was nervous.
Right.
I got an accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
I was having a tough day.
Like, you can't, like, as a comic, you can't go on stage and bomb and say, hey, well, you know, I was nervous.
Right.
You know, was
and think about it. It's not a bad set. Yeah. This is some guy's life.
Right.
It's not even like.
But also,
this is the thing. Like,
why is the gay white guy making more points than you?
No, he's making points. Everyone, you know, he's making points.
It was a fucking joke. Why do you guys stick up for him, you fucking liberal?
I just don't get it.
What about the one last year where the guy was running away and someone videotaped it from behind a chain link
fence? Yeah, in South Carolina.
And the cop shot him in the back like a bunch of times.
I mean, he at least went to jail.
Oh, he did.
It's like we're arguing these points because it went right away. And it's
jail.
Like you make some good points. It's like your points. We're being shown being slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's not like we fighting back. It's people getting killed. It's not even putting their hands
well,
up.
Well, look, you are the one guy was resisting arrest.
Did you see him?
If a cop said to me, get on the ground, put your hand behind your back, you would see me lie on the ground at the probably on my side, my stomach, I would still teeter-tot. And I would put my hands behind my back, which still, again, I wouldn't be able to do fully.
But let me say this.
It blows me away that a cop says, put your hands behind your back, get on your knees, put your hands behind your back. And they don't.
You're right.
And then you resist arrest. It's like that Crystal Rock video. You don't want to get shot by the cops? Don't fucking resist arrest. You don't want to
Do you know how that usually goes? Do you know how that usually goes for black people?
How?
Get on the ground. They're already on you.
Okay,
so how am I get on the ground? You're holding me up.
So,
how am I resisting arrest and you got me on my arm? He's laying on his arm. How am I give you my other arm?
But why is he fighting though? Why are you fighting?
It's not fighting.
Why was he fighting?
Have you ever held a fish?
I'm asking you a question. Why was he fighting?
A fish is gonna move because you got your hands on it.
Yeah, but a fish doesn't have common sense.
All right, a fish doesn't have common sense.
Well, there's a few.
There ain't no point in talking.
What the fuck does a fish? What are you, my wife?
What are you saying?
Fuck you, whatever.
You're right, go ahead.
No, you're a fucking phony. Don't fucking cop out.
You're right, I'm not
what
really
the fuck does a
I'm
fish,
not really sitting here.
What does a fish have to do with anything? If you tell a fish...
You're right. That was a bad analogy, but you...
Well,
shut
fuck
up.
You. Don't get mad at me because you're a fucking fish. You're lucky I don't have a gun.
He's like a nice...
There, take that. I'll kill you that way.
He's like, if you're holding a nice grilled piece of fish with a little lemon...
I like how he called me out of my shit. You called me out on it.
I don't want a fucking fish rank.
The fish was a stretch. You called me out on it. I apologize, sir. I respect you for calling me out on my bullshit.
Have a candy.
Okay,
well, also though, but also,
but,
I mean,
I know explain
saying,
that. Explain
I know
that.
Saying, and that in a context-free environment, in a vacuum.
Again,
yes, you should
dumb
always,
it down. Right. Stop with your vacuums. You're context-free. We know you went to school.
No, I'm just. What I'm saying
you graduated?
Is. I did graduate, yeah.
He's, look, he this is an image.
It's
he,
not an image. I am actually pretty dumb. But the thing is, I people think I'm, Bobby thinks I'm smarter. Anyway, what I'm saying is, that guy also has had a lifetime of cops just being dicks to him for no fucking reason.
How do you, the guy, what guy?
Almost any black guy, honestly. Like, how
you know, you don't know any of these fucking guys,
Bobby. If it was just Leonard? People resisting, it would be more understandable. It's a 12-year-old kid with a BB gun. It's the fact that that girl Sandra Bland goes in with a routine traffic stop, and it's the black kids have a much higher incidence of going into the system, being ignored for parking tickets and shit like that, and then they rot in a jail cell, kill themselves. It was an incident in Rikers Island. I'm more of a Republican. I don't agree with Stavros on much. Yeah. I think cops are pieces of shit because they're in fucking unions. But that's why I hate cops. They're fucking unions. But here's the deal. You got to look at the whole picture. It's not just like the one guy that's... It's pulling up on a 12-year-old kid, Tamir Rice, and going, oh, that's probably a real gun. We've got to use lethal force. It's shooting somebody in the back. And you take the whole picture, and now you start to look at it and go, oh, there is a systemic problem.
There is a problem, and I think that definitely is a problem. And I think that, unfortunately...
Systemic's a word?
I think so. You know what? As I was saying it, I didn't even know. I went, I'm just going to throw it out there. Because Bobby won't know. He's not going to know.
I knew what the
Bobby's
was.
He's not going to know if it's a word or not.
I knew it was some bullshit because he used his hands. Systemic. Right, he's using his hands. Hold on, that's some bullshit.
First of all, I knew what that word was. Go ahead.
Before we move on, I don't want to gloss over something I think is very important that we were saying before, which is you're going to have an issue if a cop asks you to lay down. You are, because you're just saying, you said it yourself, you can't get down, you kick the hand behind your back.
I said that.
Yeah.
Now you're saying it twice.
Yeah, but we're going to have an issue here. But I don't want to gloss over that. I have a lingering concern.
No. You just actually made a good point. You know how many fat black people there are in the world? A lot.
That's right.
So that's lay on the ground and put your hands behind your back. I can't. Now you done got shot in the back.
So let's come up with a thing. Why don't you get on it one knee, like a baby elephant, and put your hand on your knee and your other hand on your nose.
Baby elephant.
How's that? I don't know. What do you want me to say? I think there is a systemic... what is it?
Systematic.
It's systematic.
It's systematic. There's a difference between...
He had a computer. He can Google
I think there is a problem, and I think that... But unfortunately, I think... And I could be wrong, but this is just my theory, is that these videos and these deaths are what is going to help people in the future. What's going to help the police force. This stuff brings down this shit. When we start ripping ourselves, look at how many people are focused in on this right now. Look how highlighted this is. Okay?
And what happened? I mean,
what happened?
What's happened so far? It's been like a year where a black person gets killed by the cops every 2 months. There's like this. I mean, they come in bunches. It's crazy.
They come in bunches.
How many white people get killed by cops? Do you know that?
I just read an article on this.
Well,
today.
How about y'all march?
It's more, but not if you consider the ratio of population.
Yeah.
Right? So more white people get shot, but if you consider the fact that there's...
I think 60%.
Yeah,
60% more white people get shot.
No, 60% of white people in this country
black
compared
people
to like 10% of black people.
13% of the population. 12.5.
So if you compare those numbers, then a black person is 2.5 more likely.
Here's the thing.
A guy
from Harvard just did a study. When it comes to lethal force, it's kind of the same. And the guy from Harvard is a liberal guy who was like kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to everything that's non-lethal, like getting pulled over, all of that stuff, black people far exceed white people in all of the other altercations with police.
What about jail sentencing for petty crimes and marijuana?
That's what
everyone's
doing. If you're black, there's much more likely to go to jail.
So it's like, y'all already got our hands behind our back, and then you're going to kill us too? So I got to fight for 50 years, and you still going to kill me? But this is how we feel. Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like y'all killing us, and y'all not. I'm not saying y'all, but I'm saying in general, they killing us, and they're not sending niggas no postcards, ain't no sorries.
Right.
When have you ever heard of cops kill somebody and say, "I fucked
exactly.
up"?
Exactly. Not even an apology. It's always
I
like it was their
up.
Fault.
I'm sorry. I can respect that. I can look a man in the eye and say, "Okay, you killed him. You were scared of him." I can respect it, but you just say, "Pop, pop." Hey, nah, he was reaching for us. Nah, he had a gun. No, man. Come on, man. Can't get a sorry?
Yeah.
a sorry, just one.
I think if they say sorry, it's a guilt of omission.
You can't. The look, nigga's dead.
I know, but they're gonna go to jail. Then they're gonna go to
guilt. Omission is guilt.
Whatever. I just want to say, look,
it was systemic.
All right, ready?
I understand what you guys are talking about, but I'm not losing my PBA card in New York or Jersey.
All I got pulled over
this.
Yesterday, I had two, got right out of it.
See,
I
mean,
that's white privilege right there.
Yeah, dude, fuck you. You're gonna be. I can't wait till you do. That's why you haven't said anything in a half hour. You cocksucker.
I'm on board with everyone else here.
Yeah. Well, okay, what's your opinion?
There's good and bad people everywhere. No, I'm dead serious. It's so ridiculous to say that
there's good and bad everywhere. We find the truth in love. We're good and bad everywhere.
I think I'll go for a walk outside. No, it's just ridiculous. There's bad cops just like this bit, you know. And I think, you know, you get a bunch of these videos together, and there might be some differences between one and the next, but the overall problem is undeniable.
What is it?
Absolutely.
Everything we've been saying this entire time. Black people are more likely to incur force from police.
Don't help him out of his fucking bucket.
Everything we just said.
What do you say? I want to.
Cops are bad, Bobby.
Oh my god! I want that. Tag that. Mark that. Fucking practical jokers. Boom. TMZ. Cops are bad.
It is funny though how some conservatives they'll say, "Okay." Extremist Muslims, you know, now that's it. Now all Muslims are bad because a small group of extremist Muslims are doing what they're doing. But then they'll be like, you know, they can't admit that there's a crop of cops that are bad too. You know what I mean? It's like they want to absolve the cops. There's a few bad cops, but they want to absolve everybody. But there's a few bad Muslims, and they want to include those people, those extremists, in all the Muslims that are not extremists.
It's just dope to be white, man. Like that's just what
it's
it
really
down
not,
to.
Man. What do I got?
You
got a house?
What do I got?
Look, it's dope. Look, if you
what
white,
what do I have?
If you white and you get in a sticky situation, that stick just fall right off you.
Buddy, you're crazy. I was arrested for kicking a fuck. The first time I got arrested for fucking stealing a gumball machine. I went to fucking jail. I got arrested for kicking a mail. I got arrested for anything I did. I went to fucking juvie jail. And I never, I wasn't giving shit. Everything I got,
but you sound
I
like
fucking,
a shithead.
I what?
You sound like a shithead. I'm talking about people. You sound like the person you just described sound like a shithead.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
Well, I'm talking about, I know people that haven't done anything wrong. They end up with guns. I'm talking about we out at a party in high school, and the police pull guns on us. No, I grew up in a nice neighborhood. I got black friends, white friends. Right. And you pulling guns on us? It's me, two Chinese kids, two white kids, but three other black kids, and you can pull the gun on us. Out of all these people,
right?
Like that stuff, you'll never forget. Like, I mean,
yeah, but I hate when people say white people. You're white. You got it made.
No.
I hate when people say that.
You don't have it made, but you have it easier for someone in the exact same circumstances
as
you.
Right.
The kids who were in the system that had the same exact defenses but were black, I guarantee you had a harder time coming out of the system.
Let me ask you something.
And I know it doesn't sound like that. I know it sounds like, and I'm not saying you got anything easy. It was not easy for you, but it's that much harder for someone in your exact same circumstances that's also black.
I want to ask you one question.
Six and a half inches.
And this is sum up. Five. This is sum up. It's 5 inches. Growing up white and growing up black.
It's 4.5 inches. Fuck you. It's 5 when I get skinny.
I mean, you're personal. You grew up with your father.
I did not.
Regardless, what's the number one thing your mother told you growing up? The number one thing that she told you to remember in life for you growing up? What was the number one thing?
I don't remember.
Don't trust the guy with a limp handshake.
No. Well, what the fuck is that?
I don't.
That's what my dad told me.
I don't have any.
That's the number one.
That's what they send you out in the world with. Everything else will be cream cheese.
Every figure of authority I had in my life, every figure of authority, whether it be my mother, my father, a black teacher, a black counselor, told me because I'm black, I have to work twice as hard to get half as far.
Right.
Nobody's ever told you that.
I never got told anything. So fuck you and your fucking great family that had great advice. Okay? I didn't have fucking any advice. I don't have any of those fucking memories. So fuck you and your mom, your grandma, and your aunt who said, let me tell you something. You got to work. I would have loved a pep talk like that. A fucking Martin Luther King pep talk that would have sent me down the road to fucking stardom like you cocksucker. Okay? I had nothing and nobody, and I was fucking lost. So
but you were white and you made it. You made it. You're on TV now.
Dude, let me tell you something.
You made it.
Buddy,
you still made it.
Thank God. I thought that was really going to affect things. I used to have
hair.
No,
it's possible. You don't need hair.
My fucking stars changed from Brad Pitt to Robert Duvall halfway through my career.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Listen, man, I just don't get that. I understand what I get. I get the concept of white people have it easier, but I'm not one of those fucking people. I've never had it easier. We didn't have money.
Right.
We didn't have shit. And everything I got, I fucking work for. When I walk up my driveway, I'm proud because I shouldn't be there.
I shouldn't
have it. I didn't have any fucking pep talks. I didn't have any great sayings. I had nobody fucking holding my hand. I had, like, had people ripping their hands away from me. So it's, I don't think every white kid has it fucking
bad.
No,
not everybody. Not everybody.
But also the fact, just
I mean, Sal, look at fucking Sal.
Yeah.
Divorced.
Thrice.
Three, nice.
You got divorced?
No, I didn't get married.
Oh,
oh,
thrice. I'm going to say, damn.
What'd you say about cops again?
They're great. Now we have both.
Right, listen, we're going to take a break real quick. Look, I understand what you guys are all saying, and you made some. You've highlighted some things for me because I was out of the country and I didn't really want to deal with it while I was on vacation. But you couldn't get away from it. And I just thought it was fucking tragic shit that was happening. And now I think with videos and cell phones, the ability to catch this shit, the ability to find... it's like you can't get away with it as easy as it used to be. It's being exposed a lot more. And we're going to have to see this horrid shit in our own country. And we're exposing ourselves. We're turning into... the fucking Truman Show, for Christ's sakes. We're watching this shit live on TV, people's lives that we never got to see before. And I think with that, things are going to change. Because I never thought a cop with a gun could be a bad thing. Now I'm thinking that maybe it should be, you know, maybe they shouldn't walk up to a car with a gun. Maybe they shouldn't walk up to the car at all. Maybe there should be some type of thing that a cop doesn't have to go to the car. Maybe you can talk to him. Have
a FaceTime.
Maybe Skype him in.
Technology should really be working with the fucking police for our safety.
Their cars got speakers. Why don't they just get out the car? I've been pulled over.
There's video of that too.
And they made me get out the car.
There's video of that too, where a guy gets out of the car and just starts firing on a fucking cop.
Okay,
and you're in
and then kill his ass.
Yeah, but you can't. Because
when you walk up on the car, you can kill him. Okay.
Well, no, you shouldn't do either. You shouldn't do either. You're saying like I'm saying you could do one or the other. I don't think you should do either. So don't put that fucking out there like, oh, you can go kill him in the fight. That's not what I fucking said.
Nobody fucking said it.
You just said it.
I didn't. The words you said came out of my mouth.
You went, no. So you.
We're talking about a situation.
Royal you.
We're talking about a situation.
Yeah, but you can't
and
do
I'm,
either.
And what I'm saying is, if you tell me get out the car, and I get out the car and I start shooting, the police have the right to shoot at me.
Right.
But you don't have the right to walk up on my car now, and ask me for license or registration. I say I have a gun on my hip. I'm reaching for the.
Don't reach.
Okay.
Freeze. Don't talk. Freeze. Put your hands up. and then you still reach. I might get nervous and shoot you because I'm a fucking idiot and I don't know how to fucking.
This is what I'm saying. I'm the police officer. I tell
all right,
you.
I'm the cop. Go ahead. I'm the cop. I'm gonna.
No.
You pull me over. No, we're gonna play this out right now.
Wait. Let me do this. Let me add to this.
Go ahead.
Okay, you're about to retire. You had a great career.
You're running late. You're running late.
You're on the way to your daughter's sweet 16.
Right here.
Really struggling with his hat.
There we go.
Don't stretch him.
You're the cop, or what are you?
No, I'm the guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're the cop. Go ahead.
License and registration.
What?
Fuck you. License and registration. So you telling me that's how black people act?
Oh, man, I got a gun. I got a gun. I got a permit, though. I don't know where the permit is.
Yo, I'm about to leave, dog. I'm not doing this.
That might as well have been blackface.
This motherfucker did blackface without blackface. Yeah. Look, this motherfucker said, I got a gun, but I got a permit, though.
The dough
was perfect. I'm literally sweating. This motherfucker's pissed, but no, I got a permit.
What
though.
I'm saying, though, I think that, look, man, I think this technology, the fact that she had a camera on who could record it, and we got it. The fact that they had someone was videotaping the other one, we got it.
Yeah, but
I think that.
But there's no resolution from those. That's
but
the issue.
But we don't know that yet.
The guy
right. We don't fucking know that yet.
The guy who videotaped
in previous cases, and that's what
it's like.
These are all extreme situations, yes, right? Yeah. We're just shining a light on it now because it gets.
What's wrong,
Sal? You want to hear how much there is no resolution? Not only are cops not getting in jail for what's filmed, the guy who filmed the Eric Garner murder got 4 years in jail for filming.
Explain that.
Apparently it's fucking illegal. He didn't listen to cops.
And like the
whatever.
State of Jersey or something like that.
Yeah, just because he disobeyed a police officer. That guy, who's a hero, is going to fucking jail.
Nuts. That was for filming it? I thought they were like targeted him
that's
for other
nuts.
Things. But.
Well, either way, he was a target of the fucking...
Well, the production quality of the video was horrible.
Well, that's a big...
The production quality of the video was horrible.
He was shaking and shit.
Not good.
We have a Mexican who wants to say something.
No, that's not true. The guy had a crime record.
What's
on the record?
Can you do it?
Yeah, but he's...
Stavros is making shit up. He didn't know.
Stavros is making shit up. Stavros is making shit up. Stavros is a typical liberal just making shit
Stavros,
up.
Stavros, you said he went to jail because he filmed
all
it.
Right, relax. I don't know. The guy's going to jail for 4 years is all I fucking know.
Oh, liar.
For what?
Now everyone wants to know facts, huh? You fucking assholes. Everyone's talking out of their ass for
you
fucking...
You hurt your own case.
You just said that he
lies.
Was going to jail because that he all right, just...
All right. We'll take a break and I'll fucking do the research.
Right, we are taking a break. And I'm going to have you read this one because you have such a lovely voice.
Thank you very much. My voice just sounds racist, so...
I'm going to read this one first. We have a couple ads. We have a brand new sponsor, which I'm very excited about. And I actually downloaded the app and I use these guys. It's unbelievable. Stock up and save time and money right now. But if you spend half a Saturday driving to a warehouse store, like, you know which ones I'm talking about, the Costco's and the Beat, whatever they are, look at... Circling the lot to find a parking spot is a pain in the ass. Fighting the crowds all the way to the checkout stinks. They knock you up for that premium whatever it is card. That's all time you'll get back. Try shoppingbox.com instead. That's boxed.com. I'm telling you, I downloaded the app. I joined all these clubs. I went there. I have a kid, you know, you got to get all the stuff. And you go in and you want something way up on a shelf. You got to wait 30 minutes for some guy. Then he has to shut down the aisle. And they're pissed at you because you make them do their job. And it's a nightmare. All right, Box.com delivers the products right to you every day, like toilet paper, paper towels, snacks, in bulk. It's unbelievable. I hate buying toilet paper. You should never be like out of toilet paper in the year 2016.
Right.
But if my wife is just
Can we all agree on that?
Can
Amen.
We agree on that?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Leonard,
Amen.
Can you agree on that?
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Toilet paper, right?
Right. Or t-shirts. Old t-shirts.
You can get t-shirts here, too.
I would download this right now, but I made a promise not to take out my phone.
Yeah, a promise. Unlike fucking Leonard. What are you checking, Leonard?
An email about a TV show. Thank you.
I don't give a fuck about your success.
I know you don't.
I don't give a fuck about your success.
Know you don't.
Am I in the show?
You got a show. Why are you being greedy? You All already right, got a show.
Listen, with Box.com, you can stock up on any day, any time, any hour, right from the comfort of your own couch. It's great. You go to the app. Pick all your stuff you want right there and check out. It's about 2 business days. Everything you order shows up on your doorstep. It's unbelievable. It's like a modern day magic pantry. All right, save time, save gas, save money with Box.com. Okay, there's no annual membership fee, which is fantastic. You don't have to pay these guys for nothing. And a sample of those products you might like to try. Yep, Box.com. They have samples. So you get free samples shipped to your house for nothing. Unbelievable. Okay, listeners to this show right here, the YKWD, get this. Save 20% and get free delivery on your very first order from Box.com. Look, I promise you, I've used it. I got it. My wife uses it. It's on my phone. I went to the website. It's unbelievable. They deliver it right to your house very fast. You won't find a better deal anywhere. Just go to box.com or slash dude. Box.com/dude. That's box.com/dude. Box.com/dude right now to get all the stuff you need right on your phone delivered to your house.
Sounds good. Casper is a sleep brand that created one perfect mattress sold directly to consumers, eliminating commission-driven inflated prices. It's an award-winning sleep surface that was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and is delivered in a small, how-do-they-do-that-sized box. In addition to the mattress, Casper also offers an adaptive pillow and soft, breathable sheets.
Stop.
The mattress industry has forced consumers into paying notoriously high markups.
That's right.
Casper's revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing and reselling. Showrooms, aggressive salespeople, they pass the savings directly to the consumer.
Fuck them.
An in-house team of engineers spent thousands of hours developing the Casper. Thousands, fucking Sal. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foams for a sleep surface that just got the right sink and the right bounce.
Wow.
Plus, its breathable design sleeps cool to help you regulate temperature throughout the night.
Can't beat that.
Mattresses can cost over $1,500. But Casper mattresses,
I bought one of those.
They're so good. They cost $500 for a twin-size mattress.
Stop.
$750
Nothing.
For
I'm
a
telling
full,
you, Sal.
Eight, listen, buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. They offer free delivery and free returns with a 100-night home trial. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up
for
and
free.
Refund you for free.
Come
they'll
on.
Refund you
Crazy.
Everything. Casper
sorry,
understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit. Especially considering that you're going to spend a third of your life on it. Casper.
I have a Casper. It's great.
So all you do is you go on to box.com and send
you
a Casper right away.
No, you don't go to box.com/dude.
And this mattress is going to come.
Let him finish.
A mattress to your doorstep every 2 days.
Shut the fuck up, Sal. $50 towards any mattress purchased by visiting casper.com/Kelly and using Kelly as the promo code.
We want to separate.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yes.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
Casper.com/Kelly.
Are you doing a selfie, you fucking Kardashian?
Damn, you mad you're not in my selfie?
No, I'd like to be in your selfie.
We can take a selfie, but don't
go ahead. You can do.
I can do.
What
it.
Are you trying
yeah,
to
you
do?
Can,
Starbucks needs a charger.
Thank you, Scobo.
Phone.
I appreciate it. I have a Casper. They're great.
Do you?
Yeah,
they're
actually
great.
Really good.
I'll tell you why they're good. They ship them right. It comes in a small box.
That's what they
right
say.
To your house.
They ship it in a small. How do they do that?
You slice it open. All
vacuum
of a sudden,
sealed.
Pops out, and then
you wait like a night. Or something like that, right? A couple hours.
Not a couple hours. You jump on the bed, it's great.
I hear the real thing is a Tempur-Pedic if you got the money.
Well, it's almost like... No. This is a Tempur-Pedic.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, it's okay. It's the same material. It's firm but soft. That's why I like the cap.
Okay. I'm just all saying, right. I heard...
And make sure that we go to...
All you got is Yingling?
What do you need? What do you want,
Jameson.
Buddy?
Jameson.
Yeah,
you got me with that one.
Want
we do? I'll take a shot of Jameson.
You want Jameson?
Jameson?
If everyone else
really?
Does, for sure.
I don't drink, but yeah.
I'll
take a shot of Jameson.
Let me just say that.
Yeah.
He wasn't arrested for things directly related to that video. So I was a piece of shit, and I was getting ahead of myself.
Don't do that to yourself. Like the cops.
I'm apologizing. That's what I'm doing right now. Apologize to the camera. I'm sorry.
I want a close up on him.
I'm sorry for jumping the gun there and not.
So he deserves
the facts
to be in jail.
Well, I didn't say
but
that.
You know
he's probably been targeted by the police. Would be my guess.
You know who else jumps the gun?
What?
He beat his wife.
He beat his wife.
I also
That's a nice guy.
It doesn't matter.
That's a nice guy.
Yeah, because the cop's never done that.
Yeah.
Cop's never done that. He's never administered some domestic justice.
He beat his wife, but did he film it?
But I also want to say, though, if you agree with it, I would say check out Campaign Zero, which is a pretty good resource for stuff against cops, or not against cops, but to improve policing in the country.
He just
it's
said, can I just stop you right there? Yeah. It slipped out what it really is. Stuff against cops. I mean, not against cops.
You tell
if
me
you want
to
police.
Just check out Campaign Zero. Fuck you, Bobby.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, man.
I'm
fuck
sorry,
you and you're fucking
desire,
against cops.
Desire for everyone to have equal rights under the
I don't know. I'm eating chocolate. It makes me happy.
Can I have some more?
Yeah, please. Help some more. So we're back.
Right. Enough for me, too.
What else happened while I was away?
I smoke
Pokemon
a lot of weed.
Go.
Yeah, Pokemon.
What's that?
Pokemon Go.
What was that?
Pokemon Go.
I don't know. It's all anyone's talking about. I don't know what
it's real life Pokemon.
It's this game, yeah. You take your phone, you scan it,
yeah,
the app, and the app will show up, and it will say Pokemon are in your area. Then you have to go and then press a picture. And it captures the Pokemon for you. People have died doing this.
Why?
Because they walk into the middle of a street trying to catch the Pokemon hit by a bus.
Really?
Yeah, one person
already
died. One person died.
I also heard something else. I don't know what this is, but people were talking about it today. There was a security breach in the game, and they were able to hack into your phone and send emails out through your email.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard.
Or not a security breach. They did that. Makers did it.
I heard. Yeah. It got so popular so quick, it was crashing people's services because it was getting so big so fast.
Where are they popping up though? I don't understand.
Anyway, you go out. There could be a Pokemon in this room, and you go and take a picture of it, and you capture it.
This is
very
scared.
Disgusting.
It scares me.
After the week that we've had in this country, it really is not a good statement for humanity.
Nah, this happened
two big stories.
Every
Pokemon
time,
and
every time black people start to rise up,
the white man.
New shit.
There's a new app.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but what happened? I forgot. But look,
that's another problem. Media
doesn't
is a
be
huge
popular.
Problem. Media,
media
is
dividing
this. Problem.
Media is dividing this country. I watched. I watched Fox News the speech other night. It was so racist.
Yeah.
Off the bat, I put CNN. It was the liberal side.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
I love that where it's like one is super racist and one is just liberal and they're both equally as bad. Do you know what I mean? It's
But CNN is not as bad as Fox News though.
CNN's nothing. But MSNBC is as bad as Fox.
No.
Yes, they are. Stavros, see the problem. Guys like you. You know what
I'm with you.
He cannot give an inch. Like, that's why you can't have a conversation with him because he still
that's
plays
ridiculous.
This blue,
no,
he, red
you're
side.
Right, you're I don't do that.
He
you do that.
You're
you
doing
do
it right now.
You're
right
doing
now,
it right
stop.
Now.
You made up something.
And you get mad. Look how mad. None of us are mad. You get mad. You get mad. Look at your little fat hand.
You're so happy to have another conservative.
You're so mad that I'm... Look at all. Everybody agrees with me.
He's chocolates are fucking phenomenal.
They're amazing. Thank you, Bobby.
Let me tell you something. I think every debate and every should have a bag of chocolate.
Can we have a new candy every week?
Yes.
It just
clears the table every 5 minutes. Everyone has one.
And this every week.
It's a reset.
Yeah. This is how much fucking America stinks. We don't use real milk chocolate.
No, we do not.
They use in the fucking in Dutch Aruba. Use milk
Dutch
fucking
Aruba.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
In this fat country, someone
chemical.
Said, no, they yeah, because they made a fucking abundance of corn back in the 50s, and they're like, oh, what else can we do with this horse shit?
And they go,
it's corn syrup, so they took it out of Coca-Cola, they took it out of everything,
government
real
subsidy,
sugar,
yeah.
And they said, here, use this instead, because it's more expensive for sure, and they
government,
fucked us.
Government
now we're
regulation.
Now we're
that's a government subsidy I'm against.
Systematically
that's
trying to kill us.
I'm against
systemically,
regulation.
Systematically, Casper.com.
Keep drinking, Sal. Where's the Jameson?
It's right behind.
Where is it? You got it?
Yeah,
no, it's right behind
you. I did.
All right, cool. No, listen, I agree with him. I agree with everything you say.
I appreciate it.
I just think it's a false. It's a false like binary thing where it's like,
oh god,
the liberals are just as bad as the conservatives.
Now it's digital.
And MSNBC, people are saying like everyone should have health care. And on Fox News, they're saying black people should respect.
They're
cops.
Not. Here's the
Do you know
deal.
What I mean?
The
That's
deal.
The difference.
There's extremes on both sides. When Rachel Maddow goes and shills for Hillary Clinton, who's taken more money from private prisons than any other fucking candidate that's in the race, when MSNBC goes
Hillary
and shills
Clinton
for
doesn't
her,
represent
when they
left-wing.
Shill for her, Stavros, you're the, all
Don't
of the
fuck
things,
around with. He knows his shit.
I'm telling you right now, Stavros, it is ridiculous.
Hillary Clinton does not represent
Stavros
liberals.
Get in school.
She, you know,
Stavros get in school.
She's your candidate. Hey,
leave him alone.
She's your candidate.
He's come a long way since getting high and looking at big houses.
What'd you say?
What'd you say to me?
I don't remember. Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. I still love you, but I'm sorry.
I understand. Leonard, I understand.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's treating
I would
like,
choose the chocolates, too.
He's treating you like his son.
I think both political parties are bad. They both have extremes. They both suck. We're fucked.
That's right.
And Stavros thinks that one's
what is
better
Stavros
than the other.
You just you're Stavros.
Huh?
What do you think?
That one is better than the other. One is marginally better than the other.
I'm actually afraid of politics. If that makes any sense to you.
Can I ask you a question?
I really am.
Sal, can I ask you a question, really? Because you're famous. You're popular. You're out there.
Tom Hanks is famous.
Listen.
I'm on Channel 1 Million.
Buddy, no, you great. Know what I mean. I'm
in the public, sure.
Yeah, I understand. You're a public. You have a lot of... Look, I went to Comic-Con last year. I'll tell you this. I went to Comic-Con with FX last year, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. I'm walking down the main boulevard, San Diego, the big one, and all of a sudden there's a line that goes probably from here, I would say, all the way down to the end of Washington Square Park. That's how long this line is. It's a fucking massive. And I'm thinking, you know, Ryan Reynolds with the cast of X-Men, Robert Downey Jr. is in a suit flying somewhere. It's the fucking storefront they rented out for his show. In Practical Jokers, not only did they not look at everybody else had
all
fuck.
Of my racist cop friends love his show.
Hey, bro, we're show. With the cops and the blacks. Everybody
I'm telling you, that Rappy fucking storefront, the line was out great the fucking
you
door.
You gotta bring peace together. You gotta do the
so,
guys.
We had so that. You are. Come on, bro.
Why wouldn't
that
you come
show,
say hello?
Because I would never come in and fucking.
Just come in and say hello.
What if you guys were like, yeah, I fucking hate your pocket? I don't know where you guys stand with me.
We just finally met, like, just recently, but I told you I've been a fan of yours for like almost fucking 20 years.
Well, I'm a big fan of you guys too, but I didn't want to come in and be like, "Hi guys, I'm you know," and you guys be like, "Yeah, we're busy." Really, I didn't want to. Okay, when I meet people, and I always ruin it. And then I didn't want to, you know, so I knew.
I've literally come to see your show specifically live for over, I'm going to say, 12, 13 years ago. Right. I've seen you live.
Yeah, well, that's
great. I went to see you.
I'm so glad that we're friends now. I am so glad you're here. But my point is that, dude, you're famous right now.
Are we all friends now?
we're all friends. Yeah,
so you can help me out. It's actually, a chick like you, and I need you to say that I like
it's
her.
Actually, it's actually very nice to meet all you guys. I've known all of your names. I know you.
I don't have any more
friends.
Chocolate, so we're going to have to go with love.
No more chocolate?
No,
there's no more chocolate.
I got some for you. I'm keeping you relaxed. Believe me, I'm not
these are. So what were you getting at?
I'm trying to get. My point is that, you know, even like, look, I have to be very careful what the fuck I say.
Yeah.
I have to make sure what I say I mean, because I can't be. I'm not the most informed guy. I really think Stavros is a very intelligent, informed guy for his opinion. I think he is very smart, and you're very intelligent. I'm not
that informed, honestly.
I'm not. I think you are. You know I think you are. You're not as informed
you know
as you
is,
would
Bobby,
like
I
to
really
be.
Gotta, right. I really got to watch my image.
but your image is a
are
fucking.
We doing another one.
But your image is a fucking lunatic,
no.
Which is great. But, like, I mean, are you backing off of this because you
No, I'm not backing off. I'm not backing off.
Do you have no opinion on
it? But it is true. Like, before I wasn't as much of a public, I would be able to sound off more. Now I have to say, I have to think about
what
before I speak. Because, first of all, I already know that I'm not going to, no one's going to be happy all the time. If I say anything, if I say hello, heads of people are like, why is he saying hello? Fucking hello.
Yeah.
So, yes, I don't want to, like, you know what else I started to think? People don't need...
it's a conundrum. It's one of his words.
I like it.
It's a good regular,
because you want to use the platform that you might have, but then I also feel like nobody gives a fuck what I think. Shut my mouth. I do some show on TV. I'm a comedian, and that's it. And no one's looking for me to weigh in on.
But they
shit.
Do. They do care about you because they'll use it to fuck with you. Like if there's somebody who doesn't like you or doesn't like your show, right, and they hear you say something that they disagree with that they could use against you, they will fucking take it and blog about it and fucking forward it. And when you're like, whoa, I didn't.
I'm not the guy who's going to probably just sound off for no reason, but I won't. Like if we're having a conversation on a podcast, I'm not going to not say my real opinions.
Right.
You know, but.
Well, I think it's, you know, I mean, like, he can say whatever he wants. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen? Clearly. He's not going to fucking middle for somebody?
Yeah. Someone's going to take my windowless room.
Tom Papa's going to get a phone call.
I got to be careful because I was on Gotham Comedy Live on Access TV. So when you are on a platform that's seen by 8 to 10 people by accident, literally by accident.
That's a quality show, sir.
It is a good show. It is a good show.
My
manager books that show. Yeah. That is a very is quality a show. Show.
Can we talk about these shows?
Do not disrespect my manager's show.
It is a good show.
Yeah.
Can we talk? I love that you come.
You write an email for
me? Literally on camera. You're on camera.
You write an email? I got to get on that.
You're on.
Hey, Willie Lynch loves you. He's hilarious.
You're on camera and you went, levity?
Do you know Reg Tigerman and Judy?
What are you, Batman?
Nice to
meet you. Levity
live. I don't know why I did that.
I was talking. I fucking had it out with.
You were levity?
Joe.
No, but I know that they're great.
I had it out with Joe DeRosa. Not really had it out, but me and Keith, I saw Batman versus Superman again. Not to switch it up totally.
I love it.
What do you?
Before you say your opinion,
yeah.
What's everyone else?
Haven't seen it.
I love it as a movie. I'm not a comic book guy. Yeah. I don't understand how comic books are made up. Batman and Superman never existed. So how can you get mad about a made up movie about made up characters?
No, but just did you think it was a good movie?
It was a great movie.
I did not like it.
I watched 25 minutes of it recently. I couldn't get through it.
I was on a plane.
How do you take two of the biggest iconic characters in the world and the movie turns out boring?
God awful.
But the writing was so bad. He fucking was about to kill, fuck you, spoiler nothing, kill Superman. Had his big Batman UGG on his neck, and he goes, Martha. And he goes, why would you say Martha? And it's like his mother's, their mother's name was Martha, and
that was everyone's gripe with.
You're about to fight, and then Lois Lane, that fucking asshole.
Knew to go back and do the,
No, she threw the fucking kryptonite sword in a puddle.
Right.
Why the fuck would you don't know who lives in that. That water, that could be our water. You just fucked our water. You don't know what that does, you fucking moron.
Yeah, right.
And now you gotta go get the fucking thing. You go in. Now he's gonna save you, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
What's
now,
amazing?
You're gonna save him.
What's amazing is you're as passionate as the cop Black issue right now.
My passion runs deep. Life to me is passion.
Nah, I thought it was no good. Deadpool was great.
It's great.
Laughed through the whole thing.
Yeah,
I didn't understand it.
What didn't you understand?
What do you mean?
I was high and I fell asleep and I woke up and he was just joking people and I was like, what the fuck is this, a stand up? Like, I know it's
no. You need to
book.
See the whole movie.
I'm gonna go back. Really, I'm gonna buy it. I just got Apple TV. I'm doing all right now.
Yeah, I know.
TV in my room.
I heard about that.
Yeah, you heard about the TV in my
room? No, I heard you doing all right.
Yeah, you know.
I see your commercials.
Oh, you saw it?
I do. I see a lot of them.
Oh, where you? Oh, you must live out in like Jersey or something.
I live in Westchester. Don't ever say that to me.
Oh, no, I don't
why?
Really know the difference.
Why? Because of that
on.
Fucking accent.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Oots.
It is Oots.
Oots.
Like, is that the potato chip?
No, that's not.
I know you don't spell it like that. Oh, they spell
us.
It. What? Oots, I've never heard anything like that. What is the weird?
It's German.
It? German, okay.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. It sounded
just
German,
lit up. The guy on the couch just lit up. No, it's not. Where are you from? Okay. You're from Staten Island. Where are you from,
yes.
Leonard?
I'm from Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia.
No shit.
Man.
And where are you from again?
Long Island.
Long Island, yeah. You're from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Where are you from, Scopo?
The
Queens.
Wire.
It's from Queens.
Queens, huh?
Oh, what about you, beautiful lady?
Jersey.
I just found out about Scopo that we did a one-on-one, one of those podcasts, and he went to college for
what is it? Division A
baseball.
Division one ball.
Holy shit!
I can see that.
You didn't know that?
What position?
I did not know that.
I was a catcher. Come up.
Wow. I can see that. The hardest position. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest position, you know.
Have you seen his ass?
Yeah.
That's the I haven't,
but I will be looking. I'll be watching you leave.
Watch this. Stand up. Turn around.
Oh my god.
Turn around. Turn around.
Catch his ass if I've ever seen him.
Turn around anymore. Tim is fucking.
Are you serious?
That's at least 4 years of crouching. I'm crouching down.
Chris Scopo, thick as
turn around to the camera, you fucking
dumb fick.
Just turn around and stop fighting.
That boy Scopo got a dump.
Chris Scopo, right there, stop.
D-I-C. Is this what you're doing for feature work, Scopo?
You should recreate that.
Sal.
Kim Kardashian's paper cover. Yeah.
Wait, stop. Sal, feel it. Let him feel it.
No. Sal.
Pretty good.
Is that what you make him do for feature work?
It's actually firm, not hard.
Yeah, it's like
that's a good ass.
It's almost like a Casper mattress.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a great fucking ass.
Yeah. Scopo, what type of shit y'all on here, dog?
What? What'd you just say?
Wipe that
Come
up
on, guys. I don't
know. You just let a
what
whole,
are you guys up to?
You just let one man let another man feel your. He just pimped you out.
No, it happens all the time.
I'm very comfortable. I don't, you know.
I have an ass bit in my bit, and then after the show, everyone wants to touch it.
Willie told me one of your jokes about. You got hips like a lesbian or something like that?
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious. Just hips like a lesbian.
Bailey J, the beautiful shemale Bailey J, who's been on the show many a time, a friend of mine, wants to fuck his butt.
Mm-hmm. Would you do it, Scopo?
Nah, I can't do that.
Let me ask you a question.
I wouldn't even let you bring that up again.
Oh, she's incredible.
Can we see a picture?
Yeah, bring her up. Yeah.
And she probably got a big dick.
It's a nice big one.
It's a nice piece.
You seen it?
Let's check it out.
How you seen it?
Have you tasted it?
Have you tasted it?
how you see his dick? Like, wait.
First of all, her.
You sucked her dick.
No.
His
Jay,
her dick.
Bailey J.
Box.com for all your toilet paper. That's your needs.
B-A-I-L-E.
Did you arch your back?
She looks like a cartoon.
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Bobby
knows.
He must go there all the time. He knows his favorite one.
Oh, my God. Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man.
It's a trans woman.
She'll bust your ass.
I mean, my point is that she has the surgery.
She's a trans woman.
She's trans
woman.
She'll pull out and bust on your back.
Is it not? If you have a genitalia, it's not transvestite.
I'm honestly on board.
Are you on board?
100%.
You would let her fuck you?
I think I would. I think I'd give it a whirl.
All right, pick it up.
Are you serious?
You know.
Nah, I don't know. I definitely don't.
Oh, there's a nude?
This one?
Let's see the nude.
Is that her dick?
Oh, boy, that's pretty big.
I got my glasses. So.
Wait, I can't even...
Oh, I got mine. Here, use mine.
That's pretty big.
Those are, yeah.
That's big?
Can you see? Look out of the top.
Yeah, let her know that I want to get fucked.
We're white. You got to realize that.
That's big, though?
It's my reading glasses.
It's pretty decent. I don't want that in my ass.
What's her name again? Lindsay? No, I'm sorry.
Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Is that considered a big dick, like, to white people?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
That's a big dick?
Sure.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
It was a bad angle in the first one.
I ain't seen that extra piece. She got that extra piece on there. Hold on.
I mean, come on, Sal. Sal, look at me, Sal.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Sal, are you married?
No, three times.
You're not married. So you have a girlfriend?
Still not.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
All right, so me and you are at a bar.
Yeah.
Right, in fucking Tampa. Oh, we're
going
in
to Tampa.
No, we're
Tampa. Oh,
wherever,
great.
Wherever. Nice weather. Yeah, we're at Ybor City. We meet her.
Ooh. Yeah,
we go back to her place.
We don't know she has a dick.
No, we don't know shit. We go back to a place.
And if you drink,
you go. She wants nothing to do with me. Wants you. You go back in the room.
Yeah.
And you fucking making out.
Yeah.
She starts sucking that cock.
Yeah.
That big guinea fucking Staten Island ferry dick.
You know.
You can hear. Right?
And then she pulled hers out.
And then all of a sudden, her fucking big hog hit your kneecap.
I can't do it.
What are you doing?
That's gotta be a deal breaker.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying we're a straight dude. Yeah. That's a problem.
I can't do it. But I have a friend that was in that situation.
Yeah.
And while he was getting the oral.
Yeah, me too. And then he paid her at the end. Jim Norton. Every other night.
While he was getting the oral, he found out. He tells it. He went ahead with it.
Yeah, let her do it.
Yeah.
Let her finish.
That's
not even up for discussion. Absolutely.
You let her finish.
If you find 100% out of
during. 100%.
Hang on, guys. Would you let her finish? If you find out mid, all right, she let her finish.
I got a little.
All right, Sal.
And beat his ass after, but I'm going to let her finish.
Why would you beat him up after?
No, I'm going to beat him up after, but I'm going to let her finish.
Girl.
No, it's too different. It's too different. I'm going to let her finish.
Not being very woke.
How long after that?
I'm going to beat his ass.
That's
when she get done, I'm going to beat his ass.
Jesus. I couldn't do it.
Sal, look at me.
Nothing against.
Look at me, Sal.
He doesn't pee in pools. He thinks he's going to let a guy suck his dick?
No, but this is the fight. He goes, look at
you. He doesn't even pee in pools.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be one. God bless.
I think this is very transphobic.
I don't. What are you talking about?
I think you should let her suck.
Fucking 90% of the room is letting.
He's joking now. I can tell when he's joking.
What? You would
I was joking. Except for Leonard, who is being transphobic.
I'm not transphobic.
You can't beat it. She can't beat her up.
Beat him up.
See, that's the.
Because when his dick get hard, that ain't no her no more.
You got to have the right pronouns.
I love how I'm going to have to solve this. Bobby just looked at me. Bobby just looked at me like I'm going to have some ruling on this song.
Where do you stand on trans women?
Where do I stand? I'm not. I mean, what do you mean? Where do I stand on?
You would. Is this? Would you be attracted to that?
No.
Wait, are you gay for real?
Straight out, for real.
That was a little confusing way to put it.
Yeah,
right.
That's serious.
You gay? You like guys?
Yeah.
That's why the gay is.
See, that's why
I don't talk about it in my act a lot. That's the difference.
No. Not even that. Not even that.
Right.
See, I think homophobic people, well, they're not scared of gay people. It's just like, see, I just found out you're really gay. It doesn't affect me.
Can I say something?
It's when they're overly like,
I know. But that's what the industry
does.
Stop 1 second.
I know. That's what I'm asking to
watch. You boxing
then
together.
They tell me to get out.
As you guys are having this conversation, I'm sitting here rubbing the head. I'm sitting there going, what is it?
I have the dick gavel in my hand. I have 2 to 3 jokes about it in my act, and there's a lot of other gay comedians who every joke is, I'm gay.
Right.
So you can't escape.
And that's the thing. That's why people say, like, you don't like gay comedians. You're a comic. You're a person first.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit.
I agree
100%.
Whoever you want to be.
I don't give a shit if you're talking about fucking.
No, because
as a comic, I know
what you're saying. You would get tired of that shit. Like,
if you're a comedian.
If all I did was say, I'm fat on stage for an hour, people would get tired of that.
The way I look at it is, if these gay guys that only talk about their sexuality, if they were not born gay, they'd be accountants.
Right.
So I can't respect. If your only comic sensibility comes from your sexuality, I don't personally think you're that funny,
bitch.
I agree with that.
Personally.
You need a bitch button, bitch.
My dad, about shemales, by the way, my dad said to me years ago, and he didn't even, like, I was a little kid, and he just pointed some, this is what my dad thought was progressive, like Irish guy. We were in the Greenwich Village, and he goes, son, you see that? I said, yeah. He goes, that's what they call a shim.
What the fuck is that? Oh, she, him?
It's a she and a him. He's like, that's what they call a
she,
shim.
She, he. Yeah. Her,
I
think, him.
You know, the trans people, it's, you know, I wish everyone the best.
I do too, man. I think we're living in, I mean, I know it's a fucked up time in a lot of ways, but I think we're living in a great time too because, I mean, they have, you watch the fucking, Lennon, what the fuck are you doing? Do that fucking later.
I didn't know he was.
What the fucking doing, you stupid, taking over your fuck cock blocking the show? Put your phone down.
Nobody knew except for you bastard.
You're on a fucking five camera.
I don't have no camera on me because I'm black.
Do. Yeah,
the
you
one
do.
Black, but no,
believe
no, no, no.
me, fucking all the cameras are kind of on you. Fucking fat fuck.
Damn, Sal, that was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna jump on
you. Don't laugh. You gotta laugh.
Either that or I'm gonna get shot.
Even in like The Flash or The Arrow. The Flash, what's the top cop? What's his name? The fucking the top cop. Who's the guy?
Whatever. The top guy.
Commissioner Gordon. The main guy, is fucking gay.
Right.
Like the lieutenant is fucking gay. Did you hear what I said? No, because you two fucks are yapping
at each other. I know. The lieutenant is gay.
The top cop in New York City is gay.
No, that's not what I said, you alcoholic.
Kelly is gay.
But I fucking tell you,
who has a fucking pop quiz on the podcast?
I haven't taken out my phone at all.
It's
not a pop quiz. It's called a conversation that you're not listening to, you fat fuck.
You fat too. Jameson. I just took a Jameson.
You fat too.
Yeah, that's why I can say it without people fucking condemning me on the social media platforms. Listen.
I'm right here.
What I'm saying is that they're fucking, they have the lieutenant in the show usually the alpha male fucking asshole.
Which show?
Is The Flash on Netflix, which is a hit show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is gay. Oh, and he has a husband. And he has a,
you mean Daredevil?
No, Flash.
God bless. God bless.
That's pretty fucking epic. It's a children's fucking comic book.
Right.
He's from Virginia. The Flash is from Virginia. He's from Norfolk.
What?
The Flash, the dude that plays The Flash,
yeah,
him and the Supergirl, they're from Virginia, Virginia.
That means nothing.
Oh, it means something to me.
No, but we're talking
it
about
means something to me.
You know what? Fuck this podcast. I'm done with you guys. You fucking, now you can just drink. We're ending it.
Thank Batman you. Versus Superman. Huh? Batman's a train. Where
don't fuck yourself, Tony. You're never coming back.
I'm committed to that. I'll go 3 hours.
Let's do it. No, you're good. I'm keeping you.
Thank you.
That's a black white thing. No, I really did bring up a boring conversation. I really tried to force a boring
Mike
gay.
Lawrence wasn't in the room for this one.
Yeah, but it was really, they were like, yeah, but Flash comic books. Anyways, we're men drinking fucking whiskey. What are you talking about? Yeah, fucking half a queen. All right, I'm kidding. You can come back on anytime you want.
No,
just
I'm
not
cool.
On Tuesdays.
y'all only film on Tuesdays, huh?
That was a joke. Yeah, that would be the ha-ha of the fucking joke, you asshole.
Well, just like you. Never mind.
What? Go ahead, say it.
No.
Do it.
Come on. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about something else.
You can fit all that in your throat?
No. At the top.
That's a lot.
I just tasted something.
Something.
Yeah. Tastes like fucking Luis Gomez fingers. All right, guys. Let's go around the room. We'll start with Stavros. What do you got, buddy?
Just follow me on Instagram. Oh, my podcast, Come Town. Listen and subscribe.
I do a
podcast.
You just negated everything you said.
Come Town.
I know a little something about having a platform, guys, on Come Town. Me and Nick Mullen do a podcast. Check it out. Please subscribe. And also follow me on Instagram, of course, at Stavi Baby, Stavi Baby. Yeah,
it's, we had a good
4th of July. Oh.
His Instagram is one of my favorite things in the world.
Check
and when
out.
I miss it, I get very depressed.
Yeah.
Did you block me?
No.
I never see the fuck. There, it's an erotic Instagram.
Is it really?
Yeah. Please check it out.
It's like
you
with a whole bunch of no shirts and shit, right?
I'm naked the whole way. Yeah.
And you had like donuts and shit on you?
I've had a couple donuts. Yeah.
I was just looking at your whack ass shit.
Whack? How dare you, Leonard? Please.
Leonard, what do you
follow, my dude? I'll get you back.
No. Leonard, what do you got besides everything?
Man, I'm blessed to be here.
Here, Leonard, this is for you.
I got my own. Thank you, chocolates. I just started my own podcast. I'm one episode in.
What's it called?
Crazy Talk with Leonard Utes, co-hosted by Willie Lynch Jr. I would love to get everybody on it.
Hell yeah.
I'm waiting to find out if I sold the show to MTV, so, you know, just pray for me on that.
Yeah,
you know, working on a sitcom. You know,
awesome
just, you know, just trying to, you know, just trying to, you know, stay alive. You know, I don't drive cars.
How old are you,
Leonard? 23.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
No, it's not. It's
What's
not
amazing? Right.
That he has that much going on at 23. You know what? At 23, I was doing nothing.
Yeah, because you're a fucking guinea from Staten Island.
I'm half
He's
Italian.
A fucking really cute little
I'm only
chubby
half
black
Italian.
Kid from Virginia. Okay.
You think I'm cute?
Yeah, I think you're cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. What about you, Lauren? You think I'm cute?
Oh, so cute.
Ooh, okay. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Leonard Utes, LEONARDOUZTS, Facebook, everything.
My fans halfway through that name said fuck.
Dude, in 10 years, you're going to be like, you got that going on at 23?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How old are you, Sal?
I'm going to be 40 in November, man.
Damn, my mama 45.
You know what? Fuck you, Leonard. Really? Oh, wait, so you're 23, so I'm so old enough to be your dad. That's nuts.
Nah, my dad is 44.
But you think he's going to be around at 40?
I lost 30 pounds. Fuck you. I had to give away.
Nobody wants a skinny Oots. Cut it out. No, MTV will give you a nice, hot, fucking used to be fat face boot.
We'll see. Oh, 10 years from now, if you're still here, we're gonna do this podcast again. Not like I got one fat person gonna tell me I ain't gonna be here. Like, he ain't gonna be here.
I'm probably not gonna see you go, but but Sal will. Yeah, here's another chocolate.
He's still losing weight. I love that he's losing weight eating a bag of chocolate. He just cut two bags down to one bag.
Shit.
No. He's winded from that.
We got the AC on. He's fucking sweating.
The AC all the way over there. Asshole.
Can you turn it on his face? Sal, what else you got, buddy?
I'm at Sal Volcano on Twitter.
What's your last name? How do you say
Volcano.
It? Volcano. Isn't that Italian?
Yeah, I'm half. That's Italian. My dad's 100% Italian. And I'll be at we'll be at San Diego Comic Con this year again for the whole week.
Wow.
We're doing a bunch of stuff there.
You love that, don't you?
It's cool. It's really cool, man. They really come out for us. And that's it. I got a tour. We got a tour in October, the whole month of October. And that's
that with
the guys, the tenderloins.com.
Now, all you guys
go? Jiggy, yeah.
Yeah, I like Jiggy.
Yeah, we all go. We get on the bus a few times a year, and we just bang it out because we have to film. So we go on the bus as much as we can. And
congratulations.
We're doing that. Thanks. And I actually started solo stuff recently, so I know all you guys, and I'm just getting into this now. Yeah. I mean, I was in it a long time ago, but so I do solo stuff too, but that's all it. Right. I don't know.
Oh, we got to exchange information and shit.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Seriously, this business is a motherfucker. And to have shit going on, man.
I don't know why I even say anything to you. You're included.
Look, man, I'm this kid's biggest fan. You don't have to. I love
my father,
kid.
Yeah.
I hope nothing. This kid's going to be a fucking
pervert.
He's going to be a seriously. He's going to be a writer for somebody big someday.
What a dick.
I didn't even take that as a joke. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
You know why? Because we're in our 40s.
I was like, he is? Oh my God.
But I understand the business. I'm like, you got a packet I can see? I'm selling the show right now. I can use somebody. Stop it.
Alright, man. What do you got, buddy?
I just started working at Casper.com. I'm very excited about everything happening. Dude. No, I have a new pop. We just, they just emailed me. I just started a new podcast on Gas Digital, which is Luis Gomez's network, and it's called Tim Dillon is Going to Hell. The first episode was tonight at 7.
Why didn't you go to Riotcast?
It's going
to
be Tuesdays at 7.
Why don't you do it here?
I didn't know. I mean, it's a great new network.
What's it called?
It's called Gas Digital.
What, no, what's your show called?
Tim Dillon is Going to Hell.
You should fucking do it. You could just take this studio.
Now awkward and weird, but it's a Gas Digital. They're a great network. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Why don't you bring it over here?
Oh, cool. No one else mentioned their
Tuesdays
new podcast.
At 7.
No one else mentioned your podcast.
Podcast.
Listen, guys, I'll do all your podcasts.
First of all, I'm not bringing Cumtown to Riotcast.
Do you do it, though?
What about Crazy Talk?
Yes, of course I do. I do anything, yeah.
What about Crazy Talk?
Crazy Talk? Yeah, I do Crazy Talk.
I have
talk.
A podcast.
You have a podcast? I do. What's yours called?
It's called What Say You. It's pretty popular. I'd love to have you all fucking on.
Yeah, really? Good,
I am so serious.
You can't smoke it here, though, can you?
No.
No.
All right, well, never mind. Mine's
cool. All right, what else you got?
I mean, that's a big podcast. You see me in the stand. Caroline's all over the place. And, yeah. Just at Tim J. Dillon on Twitter and Tim Dillon on Facebook. And,
Super funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless.
Definitely. You always fucking kill it.
I appreciate
one of my
it.
Favorites.
Thanks, buddy.
First time working with him. We were watching.
Yeah, we had a great time.
We had a great time out in Long Island. Yeah, yeah. Levittown, was that?
We were at Brokerage, Belmore, Merrick, whatever.
Super, super funny. Who was boxing that night? I forgot his name.
I forget the fucking dude.
Dude was fucking beast.
Yeah, sounds like a conversation after the show. I'm wrapping up, okay? Oops, I know you do your own show, but do it by yourself, okay? What do you got, fucking German schnitzel?
We call them schnitzel.
What do you got besides white fucking shorts?
Kids, do your summer reading.
Exactly. If you're listening, please read. At Bobo is Gay on Twitter. That's all I got.
Oh, you following me today. You're Bobo's Gay?
Yeah.
Oh. Bobo is Gay.
A parody account of a character who hasn't been on ONA in years. Yeah. That's my deal.
All right, man. Well, did you have a good time?
Yeah, excellent.
Love we have magnets and shit. Yeah, we got posters. Yeah. You guys want some of that shit?
Sure, definitely. Thanks.
We'll sign everybody. We'll sign it. What do you got, buddy?
Oh,
at Gilly Bats.
Besides a fucking weird briefcase.
Are you at a going to a ransom meetup after this?
Yeah, what are you having there?
He's like, I always carry my unmarked duffel.
Yeah. I have my chef knives in here.
Nah, I guarantee he got some produce in there, though.
What do you got in the bag? You got food in the bag? I guarantee there's got to be snacks.
Is Napoleon Dynamite in there?
All right, he got some form of produce.
Do you have snacks?
No.
No snacks. No, there's not one fucking snack.
No snacks.
Thank you, Chris, for being the producer of the show. He just literally slammed the mic into his mouth. All right, but
like, old girl want to do Chris?
Do you have a good time?
I don't
good.
Know. The
awesome,
man,
but thanks for coming on.
No, that's good. Good.
Thank you.
All right, what do you got, Deepu?
I got 50 Pokemon.
Where?
Are you playing?
50?
Yeah, I'm on it.
You wait, play?
You think he's not?
What level your Pokemon on?
I'm not really leveling them up. I'm just collecting because you have to like pump some money into it to level them up. So I'm just going the cheap route.
So
you gotta, he gonna catch all of them first. Then 10 years from now,
is there a Pokemon in here right now?
Yeah, Snorlax right here.
No.
The best part is that applies to 5 people in this room.
Right. I was like, wait, is he talking about me?
I didn't even laugh, but I knew it was a good one.
We did like a fat wave, but like, oh!
But he got nervous like I was going to hit him. He went fat lax. All right, is that it? Is that all you got?
And Twitter, Instagram, R2Deepu, and that's it for me.
You got any shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm around. I'm just doing some.
Are you a comic too?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's actually, he's getting funny, dude.
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, that tape show, he sent me a tape. It was really good, man. And Scopo, too, has been fucking... you're killing it, too. It makes me happy you guys are fucking...
Scopo went to Boston. We had a great time.
Dude, he fucking killed it with me.
And my roommate. It was really good.
Laugh Boston?
No, we were at some Davis Square Theater. We do theaters, Bobby.
Buddy, first of all, hang on one second. I grew up in Medford, right next to Davis Square. Let's not call it a fucking theater. Okay? Let's call it
a laundromat.
Let's call it a fucking. Let's call it a room.
Yeah, my roommate speaks very highly of Chris, man. I ain't seen Chris in a long time. He's like, Chris Scopo killing it. LOL.
Yeah, he's doing great, man. I don't know who fucking wrote whatever he's doing now, but
I got a good one.
Lauren, what do you got besides fucking B cups?
Aw, just Lauren. They changed
Lauren,
weekly.
Lauren, I gotta fucking say, she watched my beautiful diva all week.
I did.
She's such great. A darling, and
I've been friends with Lauren for a while.
What?
Yeah, I met her before anyone here. Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
For a year or something.
You fucking know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you. You never know.
What do you think got him on the podcast?
You got him on the show?
Yeah.
I got him on the show. I met him at the fucking Skank Fest. And I said, come on the show.
I knew they knew
but
each other.
But in all honesty, like a year ago, she was like, come on the show, and I was like, sure, but I didn't.
I knew they knew each other because the whole podcast, they ain't say shit to each other.
Have you guys ever hooked up?
No. No. What is
that's
this?
What they are. That's what they're supposed to say. No. No.
I know she's fucking lying because she was sang it.
No.
With the man, the multimillionaire at the table? No, of course I've never hooked up with him.
Nah, Lauren's
the best. That's your dream, right?
Listen, I got a lot of dreams.
You got a fat black young dream?
Sure.
She doesn't, buddy. I'm sorry.
Sure,
go for fat guys.
Sure is good enough for me.
Yeah. Would you think you would go with Lauren?
Can you cook?
Sometimes.
Nah.
Depends.
What type of answer is
that? I love
that
he formed. Can you
smoke
can't
in
here?
No. Look at her and
can you cook? I'm all right.
Because if I smoke, I'm going to get high.
I'm a really good cleaner.
Ooh. Do you have a bag of chocolate? Yeah.
I come from a very clean Italian family.
Do you like to rub bellies at night?
I don't really know about that.
Look, if you fuck him, you're fucking me. Okay, if you're going chubby,
listen,
you're going me.
Listen, I juggled your dog all week.
I also like that you answered that. For real. She's like, I'm not sure if I like to rub bellies. Yeah.
She's not very body positive.
Would you be all right just sleeping with your hand on my stomach?
Sure.
All right, shit.
Sure.
Let's put it this way. If she was a cop and she pulled you over, she'd shoot you. I'm kidding. She's an Italian girl from Jersey. Come on. It's not happening. Listen.
She's getting written out of the will if her dad finds out.
She's banging Ferry Sal over here.
All right, let me read your dates.
All right, read my dates.
Oh, all right.
I want to make an announcement real quick. I got a fucking huge tour coming up. It's coming out this week. We're finalizing some dates. It's rock clubs. It's theaters. It's regular clubs. I'm going to be hustling like the old days. I'm going to be going to one place, driving to the next place, going to the next place, driving to the next place. Like, I'm going to be hustling from a rock club to a theater to a regular club, doing one-nighters to weekends. It's going to be pretty crazy. We're putting this tour together. It's the first time I've ever done a legitimate tour that my management and my agent put together. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be fun and a lot of cool joints. So when it does go out, buy the fucking tickets,
please.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking. Don't wait till that week. Oh, we'll just fuck you. Sorry, buy the tickets. So it's coming out this week. I'm very excited to announce it. So look out for that this week. If by this the time this show comes out, it'll already be out. So what do we got? What's going on?
All right. So July 21st, 22nd, you'll be at Punchline Philadelphia, and the 23rd. Sorry.
That's this week. This show comes out this week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
on Sunday.
This
on Sunday night.
Yep. I know. This you give me fucking acid reflux just happened when I look at your face and your hair. Friday, Saturday, really? Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is that correct?
Yes.
The 21st, the
22nd, 23rd.
I'm going to be at the brand new fucking Punchline. If you don't know the Punchline San Francisco. It's one of my favorite clubs in the fucking country.
You get tickets on box.com.
No, you don't. You get tickets.
That was serious.
Yeah, don't fuck around. It's a brand new club. It's an amazing club, and it's in fucking Philly. I haven't been in Philly in 2 years, so I'm excited. If you're listening now, you're from Philly, go spread the word. Retweet the shit. Share it. Like it. Repost it. If you're listening to it today, go get your tickets. Go to my website or go to the PhillyPunchline.com and buy your tickets. Tell a friend. Bring everybody. Let's sell this fucking place out. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Philly Punchline. It's a brand new club. I'm very excited. What else?
September 22nd, 23rd, 24th, you'll be in Laugh Boston.
Laugh Boston? Really? When?
Yep. 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the fucking month of August off, motherfucker.
That's what comics say when they ain't get booked.
World.
I'm taking the next 6 months off. Like, nah, motherfucker, you just ain't got no dates. Not you in general.
Nah, motherfucker, shut the fuck up. Fucking sing-songy horse shit. I'm taking the month of... I told my fucking manager last year, I go, I want... Because what happens is you work in August, and you don't sell. Because everybody's fucking away. And then I'm working these clubs that I usually sell great in like, you know, September, October, November, January, February, March. And all of a sudden, they book me there in August, the last couple weeks. Who the fuck is leaving their vacation?
No. I'm off the full month of August.
Yeah.
Cool. We should get dinner and have some laughs and
I'm
go
doing
out.
I'm doing barbecues all summer. Yeah, I'll bring you. I'll get you them. Yeah, well, cook fuck you because food. You just told me that I'm a fucking piece of shit that I didn't get booked. So you don't get to come in August.
I said comics. I didn't say you.
Oh, all right. You can come then.
Thank you.
So, right. Yeah, we...
Will it be chocolates?
Yeah, dude, look at me.
Will there be chocolates?
We're doing a new candy every week.
Will Lauren be there?
I'll be there.
We're going to call it the Oots Effect. It's a new candy every week. Just in case. No, the whole month I said I want the month of August off. So I'm doing two gigs. I'm going to the TSAs for the show, which is awesome. Fun time out in California for sex and drugs and rock and roll. And then I'm doing one fucking crazy gig that's going to suck in Tampa. But it's crazy. It's crazy money.
What's you doing in Tampa?
It's the radio gig. Are you doing it?
Is it August 12th?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm doing some August 12th. It's like Laugh Now or some.
I don't know.
Are you, who you with?
I don't know. I'm with Matt Frost.
I'm with Frosty too.
Oh, I know Frosty.
We're doing this. We're doing this. It's a theater. With, I'm doing it with Joe Coy or something.
Yes. Yes.
It's good. It's some good.
It's good money.
It's good money. I was like, all right, yeah, I didn't go out there for that.
Well, I told him. I said, I told him, I go, dude, I'm not fucking doing fuck nothing at all. Then he called me. I'm like, oh, I'll do that. I'll do
that. He called me, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I didn't even need. I just wrote yes in fucking exclamation point. But yeah, so that's gonna be. Then we're doing it together.
Yay!
Awesome, dude. That's gonna be fun. And that's about it. Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll on Thursday night on FX. Make sure you watch it. If you're a fan of mine, even look, just watch a show. Hit the record button for the season and check it out. This season's amazing. It gets better and better every week. This week we actually start breaking into the Hamilton type of thing. Me and Rehab put on a. It's called Feast. It's about the. it's a takeoff on Hamilton about the. Potato famine in Ireland. And it's a rap. Campbell Scott winds up rapping. It's fucking hilarious. So watch that. What else? And subscribe, you fucks.
Yeah.
$1.99.
$1.99.
You're not a premium member, you're a piece.
Kill yourself.
You gotta subscribe to my podcast.
No. What are we talking about?
Yeah. No, not guests.
Yeah, he means talking digital. About. We're talking about Cumtown.
Shout out to
Cumtown. Crazy talk.
Shout out to Guest Digital because they're great guys.
Wait a minute. Tempur-Pedic. Is it Tempur-Pedic? You should get a Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, everyone. Subscribe to, you know what, you know.
Do we have any chatter at all?
Andrew Jackson says, fat guys matter. Fat guys matter. Fat guys matter.
Andrew Jackson.
I had stuff queued up from the discussion about the black, you know, the cops and the blacks. And I don't know.
And the blacks.
The blacks.
Did you just see this?
Cops and the blacks. And
I don't think it's the right time for most of it. So
just read one of it. One.
I told you. I said the one good one.
Just read one. Read one.
I got one.
No. First of all, every time you do it, and I tell you to do it, it winds up working in my favor. All right.
All right. Someone asked if Bobby was a Pokemon, what would it be? And someone said instead of Pikachu, he would be Eatachu. Eat and chew.
Aw, I don't like that.
Read another one.
Eat and chew isn't bad.
Watch this. Read another one.
Piece of shit.
Just read another one.
Dustin Tyson says, is Lauren going out with Dante?
Oh, no.
No, read
is
another
Lauren
one.
I just read another one.
Does Lauren...
What's the other word? Single. What's the next word?
Is Lauren single?
Yes.
Lauren. Are you fucking dating Dante?
I am not dating Dante.
Are you going to fuck Dante?
No, I'm not fucking Dante.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that now? Why would you say that?
I love Dante. Dante was giving me relationship advice. I love Dante.
Yeah, that's good.
You're falling into his web.
Lauren, we could practice Dante's relationship advice. Because I don't want to be the one, but we can practice.
You're not fucking... Listen, it's not happening. Oots.
Why?
It's not happening.
Why?
Because it's not happening.
I'm going to be famous real soon.
I hope your career fails.
And I'm a nice guy.
I really do. I hope it all falls.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm editing stuff out of here to make your career fall.
I'm going to treat you like a queen.
You're not treating anybody like a queen.
I am. What?
First of all, Lauren.
I'm in business.
You know how many guys I saw that were going to be famous that just fucking petered out? Okay? Right. Trust me. The odds are it's not going to happen.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay? I've already made it farther than I expected, so everything after
you
got
to go through him to get to me.
I'm a very nice... What do you mean? What? You wouldn't, if she was your daughter, you wouldn't let me date her?
No. I mean, why would I let you date her?
You pulled your cell phone out of the table right at the top.
Right at the top, you take your cell phone.
Why would you not let me date her other
than
I'm black?
First of all, you don't listen. No, it's not because you're black. That's the fifth thing. I love you guys. Thanks for coming on the show. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Bob.
I'll see you guys later. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.